progressive talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. For the first time, American car makers own just less of than 50% of the American car market. Auto analyst Alex Rosten at Edmunds.
They simply can't stay competitive with the cost advantage that the Japanese automakers have. They have been cutting back on production. When you cut back on production, you're inevitably going to lose market share.
Chrysler, Ford, and GM combined for 49.7% of U.S. cars sold in July. Karl Rove has been subpoenaed to testify by the Senate Judiciary Committee tomorrow in the fired prosecutor's investigation. The White House says he won't be there. Executive privilege. A bill out of Senate committee appears headed for passage with more than 50 Senate sponsors. It would have the FDA regulate tobacco.
It defies public health logic that the Food and Drug Administration regulates things like dog food, but doesn't regulate the product that is the number one preventable cause of premature death and disease in the United States. This bill would correct that.
At the Campaign for Smoke-Free Children, that's Matt Myers. Philip Morris is the first big tobacco company to react, and they say the company supports the legislation. The next iteration of the Children's Health Insurance Program would triple the cost of it and fund much of it with nearly 50 cents more tax on a pack of cigarettes. And it is not a slam dunk.
The state-federal program expires in September, and the Democrats' bill would not only renew it, but expand it to cover 5 million more uninsured children. California Democrat Pete Stark can't understand why a program started 10 years ago by a Republican Congress now faces such fierce opposition.
I don't know what's changed. Maybe they've learned to hate children in the interim.
What they hate, says former Republican Speaker Denny Hastert, is a bigger government health program.
And folks, that's the bottom line. It's government-paid health care. It's Hillary care all over again.
Republicans also don't like the increase in cigarette taxes to pay for the bill. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Accutane works in the fight against acne. CBS's Barry Bagnato says the FDA may loosen some of its restrictions on it.
The panel recommends easing some restrictions on access to Accutane and its generic competitors, even while worrying that too many women are still getting pregnant while using them. Patients receive extensive warnings these acne treatments can cause severe birth defects. Chairman Michael Bigby wonders whether women who pledge abstinence should be given them.
Requiring even abstinent women to have a form of contraception actually would decrease pregnancies.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Gaither. Maryland.
Illinois Democrat Barack Obama says if he were president, terrorists could not hide in Pakistan.
If we have actionable intelligence about high-value terrorist targets and President Musharraf will not act, we will.
Other Democratic candidates are critical. Bill Richardson said there's no reason to unnecessarily inflame the Muslim world. Yo-yo day on Wall Street ended with the Dow way up 150 points. NASDAQ gained more than 7.5 points on the day. This is CBS News.
An important message for motorists.
Gas is killing me.
You've suffered long enough.
Really hurts when I fill up.
Relief is on the way.
Gas? You can pay a high price. Or just grab a Rolaids Plus Soft Chew and feel better.
Rolaids Plus stops gas with the most effective anti-gas medicine available. Tums can't. Chewy, not chalky. Rolaids Plus stops heartburn and the pain and bloating of gas.
Who can afford gas? Use Rolaids Plus Gas Relief.
Use it directed.
It's okay to start over. And I don't care if you're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old. It's okay to start over.
This is Dr. Phil like you've never experienced him before. This is Dr. Phil on Match.com.
It's okay to say I'm going to take everything I've learned and I'm going to let those things shape me into a better partner.
He'll give you insights. Match.com will give you a guarantee. We're so confident you'll meet someone special in 6 months. We guarantee it. So go ahead. It's okay to look. Only at Match.com. See site for details.
Western wildfires number in the dozens, and the hot, dry, windy weather isn't helping at all.
Of the 32 large fires currently burning in the West, most are being fought in Montana. The blazes of greatest concern are near the capital city of Helena, as well as on the south end of Glacier National Park. All of western Montana is currently under a so-called Stage 2 alert, which means no open burning outside city limits and no running of equipment and vegetation beginning in the early afternoon.
CBS's Stephen Kaufman. There are also large, active wildfires in California, Idaho, Oregon, Washington, Wyoming, and Michigan. Now, this is why it is important to take a handgun safety class if you decide to buy one for protection. 50-year-old Michelle Cox of Alexandria, Virginia, shot herself in the leg with her 9mm. Not serious, just a flesh wound. She didn't mean to. She was at the gun range learning how to handle the gun when she did it. Now, she says she knows the rule, do not put your finger on the trigger until you plan to squeeze it. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Giving your house a whole new look will put a smile on your face. So will saving money on it during the August Savings Event at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. From August 2nd through the 6th, save 25% on our exceptional paints and stains. Save $8 a gallon on Duration coatings and 25% on select wall coverings, too. Hurry, sale ends Monday, August 6th for painting and decorating. For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
Pump four is on. Go ahead and fill.
Don't get conservative on your summer travel plans because of high gas prices. Just get a Garmin and make every trip more efficient. Garmin's portable navigators put a world of maps and travel info at your fingertips. Tap the screen to look up restaurants, hotels, and attractions, and get voice-prompted directions.
Turn right on Broadway.
Some Garmin navigators even list gas prices and can route you to the station with the cheapest fill-up. Garmin, don't just get there. Arrive.
E. Collins' excellent network of stations, which of course include Eureka, California, Monterey, California, Coos Bay, Oregon, Portland, Oregon, and, of course, the environs in all of those areas. And I'm always delighted, particularly, to be on the radio in Monterey, where I lived for many years in Carmel, California. Helped start up a business down there called the Carmel Bay Company. I didn't own it. I just worked there, but it was great fun. And lived on the corner of Mountain View and Santa Rita in Carmel, California, right next to the outdoor, the Shakespeare Theater there, the Forest Theater. So I have many fond memories of my times on the Monterey Peninsula. My parents had a house down there. They unfortunately sold it. So I miss you a lot, Monterey. Always a great place to be. Well, the most compelling thing today, probably the testimony in Congress, Donald Rumsfeld et al., talking about Pat Tillman. And so I thought, who better to talk to about this than Perry Jeffries? Why would Perry Jeffries care about this or have some thoughts about this? Well, he is with a group called Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, and we join Perry right now on our live line. Hi, Perry.
Good afternoon, Christine.
It's great to talk with you. And let me just give people a little bit of your background. You're in the United States Army. You were with the 4th Infantry in Iraq, spent some considerable time in the Sunni Triangle, also some considerable time along the Iran-Iraq border. And you were always outspoken. You didn't, you know, you weren't quiet about the treatment, the lack of basic services for our troops.
And well, thanks. That's part of, you know, that's part of the Army values, is that you've got loyalty to your men, and what you show a little personal courage and some integrity to say and do the right things to get the stuff you need.
And now you're involved as a blood donor recruiter at Fort Hood. Now, Perry, you, I'm sure, have been following this stuff today about Pat Tillman. I've got to tell you something. I heard that Lieutenant General Philip Kensinger, who's been lost one of his stars, apparently, over all of this, was nowhere to be found. So I did a little searching, you know. He's the former commander of the U.S. Army Special Ops Command, 36 years of service in the Army. I thought, well, where could he be? You know, he really needs to testify about this, don't you think? And so I found out that he now works for something called Oak Grove Technologies. He is the COO, Chief Operating Officer of Oak Grove Technologies, which is a, believe it or not, a service disabled veteran-owned small business. And they have contracts with the CIA and all kinds of interesting connections. But he just couldn't be found today to come and testify so that the Tillman family and this nation could get the truth about this soldier. Your thoughts?
Well, the little bit I saw of it is they all looked like little boys with chocolate on their faces blaming each other for taking the pie.
Exactly.
You know, when an incident like this happens, it's really tragic, but it does happen sometimes. And for this to have been magnified in front of the family across now the years after using this death this way, it's just really shameful. It's not a good representation of the Army. But the light punishment that this one person got is also kind of shameful, because it's a pretty serious charge, and we've got a lot of very senior officers and personnel out there who apparently think that this deception is okay.
Yeah, and it really isn't okay. And as I mentioned, Lieutenant General Philip Kensinger, Jr., retired, lost a star, and that means he'll make $900 a month less on his pension, which I imagine a pension for Lieutenant General is not too shabby. But he's also already got another job. He'll still get his pension while he works as COO of this Oak Ridge Technologies, a service disabled veteran-owned small business, supposedly with all kinds of contracts with the CIA and other government defense agencies, et cetera. And I guess he was just too busy to come and tell the truth to the American people. Let me ask you, though, because you talk to soldiers and you talk to Iraq vets, what's the general feeling about Pat Tillman? Was it necessarily, because we don't know whether it was, first we thought it was enemy fire. Now we know that's not the case. Now we know it's either friendly fire accident or homicide. What kind of take do you hear from other Iraq vets about this?
You know, most soldiers understand that in the fog of war and in a situation like that, really terrible things happen. We had a fratricide in my unit while I was in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that not too many of the soldiers are far out on the left. If you talk to the young soldier that survived that was on the hillside with Pat Tillman, most people I know don't believe he's lying, which would have to happen for it to be one of these deeper conspiracies that you hear. Mm-hmm. But it still should have been investigated, and soldiers want to know that if something happens to them, they're going to be taken care of properly. Their family's told the truth.
Right.
They want to be informed, you know, correctly and in a timely manner. And I think that's what's really disturbing. There's kind of a jaded sense because they see general officers that commit pretty serious crimes. This is actually a violation of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. It's a violation of Article 107, for which each person that made a false official statement here could have gone to jail for 5 years. And for a single one to lose a few dollars a month out of his retirement pay while keeping all of his status, getting his retirement package, getting his general club's
sure.
retirement that they give these guys, it's kind of a slap in the face to all the soldiers who, you know, who've ever gotten in trouble for a similar action. They put soldiers in jail for that, lower enlisted guys. They put civilians in jail for that.
But not the top brass, at least in this instance. And a couple of interesting things. The surgeon who examined the body of Pat Tillman found three bullets in his forehead fired at, he believed, close range, no more than 10 yards. Also, the thing that I find most compelling, and you know, we all don't want to think we're conspiracy theorists because that's a bad thing to be, like you're wacky or something. But it's interesting here, the three shots to the forehead at close range, and also no evidence that any enemy fire was occurring in that time frame. No spent shell casings, nothing like that. So we were first told, oh, they were under fire, and he was brave and valiant and killed by the enemy. Then it was, well, he was brave and valiant, they were under fire, killed, but, you know, accidental friendly fire. Now we're told no evidence of any enemy fire in that valley that day.
Well, that's one of the things that's so disgusting about this is this, you know, however it happened, probably the whole thing was an accident. There, like you said, as it turns out, there was no enemy to be found. They never found any trace of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And none of these things would have seemed so bad if they had just told the truth when it started. And since people didn't tell the truth, starting right down at the battalion-level investigation, which is still classified, they still haven't shown it.
The president claimed executive privilege in terms of turning up any documents that might be out there about this incident.
Well, it's kind of hard to believe that with somebody as high profile as Pat Tillman dying, that the Army didn't go through a procedure it has called a serious incident report, which means that's flash traffic over your radio nets. It takes precedence above all else to make it to the highest levels. And you know, Don Rumsfeld told Pat Tillman, I'm going to keep my eye on you, and apparently he took it off at some point.
Yes.
And today, like every other document or investigation that seemed to have passed through the Pentagon while Rumsfeld was there, he said he didn't read it. And
what was he doing? I'm not sure what he actually did when he was Secretary of Defense.
Have you ever heard him give an interview where he admitted to reading or seeing any controversial evidence at the time he's asked about it?
No, and I think our country certainly deserves better. One other compelling thing here in the Pat Tillman case, his family, of course, believes that it was not fratricide, that it was intentional. And they point to the fact that he was, well, someone like Perry Jeffries, somebody who wasn't going to be quiet about things he observed. He went there to go find Osama bin Forgotten, you know, in Afghanistan, then spent some time in Iraq, was very disillusioned by what the American people were being told was the mission and what he perceived it to be. Apparently had contacted folks back here in this country, progressives or folks who were opposed to the war, was going to come back and do some talking, and then he gets shot three times in the forehead.
Right, and, you know, and the cover-up just makes it all the more suspicious. You know,
right.
I wasn't out there, and so I think I'd be going out on a limb to even try to put myself in the place of those people. But
certainly leaves the rest of us to think, oh, my God, we don't want to think that he was murdered. And
well,
then there are degrees of murder, too.
You know, I mean, mission to communicate. When it doesn't tell the truth in a forthright manner, then it's failing one
that.
Of its core missions, which
that's
is
right.
to communicate with the American people.
And so that's exactly what they've done. And certainly nothing that the Secretary of Defense said today cleared up any of that confusion. And certainly the lack of appearance by the censured general, who is now working for the a military contractor, goodness, who just couldn't make it. What else is Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America looking at right now other than the Pat Tillman case?
Well, you know, some of the things that we try to concentrate on are things that many soldiers can agree on. And so we're looking at PTSD treatment, a good GI Bill so that when soldiers come back, reserve or active duty soldiers, they can look forward to an education. We continue to push to make sure that everybody out there has good armor, proper vehicle. We still got a long ways to go.
They still don't have it, do they, everybody over there in Iraq?
No, they don't. And, you know, just a week or so ago, General Mixon down in South Baghdad seemed quite satisfied with the fact that he didn't have any of the MRAPs, the new mine-resistant ambush protection
vehicles. Yes, with a V-shaped hull so that it's less, you're less likely to get blown to smithereens if your Humvee goes over an IED. The MRAP has a slant-shaped hull so that explosions would be deflected instead of blowing you up.
That's right. And we're seeing some good efforts and almost maybe too many efforts in too many different directions to work for treating the post-traumatic stress disorder and identifying traumatic brain injuries, which is a signature injury of this war. Part of the problem is it seems that almost everybody out there has some sort of a bill or an amendment, and there's not one consolidated plan. So much like in Iraq, there's a lack of a comprehensive strategy.
Same thing is true here, so you need a head of the Department of Defense who is on top of things and reads memoranda and can sort of put it all together. Well, I want to thank you for the service to our country. I take care of a 91-year-old veteran, my father, from World War II, and he has TRICARE. He still gets great service from the United States military from his service in World War II, and I would hope that everybody from this war would have similar care. It's certainly the way it should be. Thank you very much, Barry. All right. Okay, folks, you are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM Talk City. We are also being heard as I fill in for my colleague, Peter B. Collins, who's on a bit of a holiday, and you are listening to us also in Eureka, California, Monterey, California, hi, Flipper, and Coos Bay, Oregon, and Portland as well. Stay tuned. More to come right here.
Investors, today's economic and political instability means it's more important than ever for you to create financial protection and upside potential. How can you do it? With an investment in gold. I'm Mark Albarian, president of Goldline, the nation's trusted source for gold and silver since 1960. Our clients have seen gold and silver more than double in the last 3 years, and many experts are predicting even greater increases. We make it easy for you to add gold and silver to your portfolio for as little as $1,000. I'm talking about real gold and silver, shipped to you with no sales tax or delivery fees. Find out how gold can protect you from inflation, a falling dollar, and world unrest. Call Goldline right now, and I'll send you a free investor's kit and CD.
Call Goldline at 1-800-211-7318. Call Goldline right now for your free investor kit and CD. Call 1-800-211-7318. That's 1-800-211-7318.
Hello, who's there?
Wolf.
Wolf who?
Wolf will blow your house down if you don't open this door.
I don't think so.
Listen, pig, see those piles of straw and sticks outside your window?
Mm-hmm.
Ask your little piggy neighbors what I can do.
But they didn't have a CPA.
A what?
A certified public accountant. My CPA helps me keep my financial house in order. So, if home prices fall or the economy gets blown off course, why, my financial future doesn't go with it.
Well, try this.
Told ya.
Certified public accountants provide objective financial guidance to help companies grow and families build financial security.
This time, for sure!
Big blowhard.
Make sure your CPA is a member of the California Society of Certified Public Accountants. Trusted, objective, at the heart of sound financial decision making. To learn more, visit calcpa.org.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-716-3345. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find foreclosed homes and properties in your area for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call 1-800-716-3345. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-716-3345. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-716-3345. 1-800-716-3345.
These days, we talk about everything.
My mom had a mastectomy. She's been cancer-free for a whole year.
I've been on 3 diets in 3 months.
Welcome to the new normal and to Cards for the New Normal. New Journeys cards from Hallmark.
I found this card that says, "You beat the big bad C."
Encouragement cards for all the stuff we face today.
Got one that said, "Stay strong." Kept me from eating a jelly donut.
Journeys. New cards with real words for real life. Only at today's Hallmark Gold Crown stores.
A satellite sister is
the only one that'll listen to me when no one else will.
Never at a loss for words.
My own sister.
There was an ad for something, and I said, "This is for Liz spill-proof teas." They couldn't make a stain on this.
You always have salad dressing stains, Liz.
I do, yes.
Sounds like it wouldn't be that breathable a fabric.
Are these for grown-ups? These are grown-up
t-shirts. Oh, thanks, Leanne.
The Satellite Sisters, Saturdays, 6 to 9 a.m., on Sacramento's only progressive talk station.
Named the best female talk show host in Sacramento by the Sacramento News and Review. You're listening to The Christine Kraft Show.
Oh, I guess that's me. Welcome, everybody. I'm Christine Kraft, and you are listening, of course, to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM Talk City. My pleasure to be in for Peter Collins, Peter B. Collins, the rest of this week and next. And by the way, if you are listening to us outside of Sacramento, here is the toll-free phone number, 877-766-1240, 877-766-1240. Our Sacramento number is 766-1240. And did you realize what was going on with in Baghdad today? You know, as our soldiers, we just talked to Perry Jeffries from IAVA, the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans Group of America. Very interesting. But did you realize what was happening in Baghdad today? As we had obfuscation about a soldier who died in Afghanistan, Pat Tillman. Thunderous car bomb blasts echoing around Baghdad today, killing at least 70 people as Iraq's National Unity Coalition collapsed under the weight of sectarian tensions. That's the story. Also, civilian deaths in the country rose by one-third last month. That's post-surge, right? Because they brought in the surge and it was supposed to make things better. You know, fewer, less violence, et cetera, because you'd have more security. Well, civilian deaths in Iraq rose by one-third last month. And, of course, that is another blow to the five-month-old security plan that is supposed to stabilize Iraq and stabilize Baghdad, at least, and allow for reconciliation among the various groups who are vying for power. So today, and actually... Three large bombs tore through crowded districts of the capital, leaving at least 70 people dead. And that has indicated, of course, that the civil war there is undermining Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's U.S.-backed government. Let me just describe the largest of those blasts. Largest one, a truck bomb detonated near a filling station in the west of the city, setting fire to a huge fuel tank, killing at least 50 people and wounding at least 60 more. Oh, yes, there are the wounded. Emergency room unable to cope with the wave of incoming wounded. Descriptions by those on the scene, these are not people who were lightly injured, but badly injured. Everyone had at least medium to severe burns. Some of them got beds, but others had to lie on the floor. Some were given first aid and sent on to other hospitals. Earlier that day, as a typical morning in Baghdad, post-surge, a car bomb ripped through a busy shopping district. At least 16 Iraqis killed, wounding 14. Yes, it was near an electronics market at a crossroads, known for a famous ice cream store. Plume of smoke echoing or rising skyward and explosions echoing across the city. Oh, yes, and then you had a third bomb. Oh, what the heck. You might as well do it in threes, right? There's no word on who might have planted these bombs. A third car bomb in the southern neighborhood of Dura, one of Baghdad's most notorious districts, killed three more people and wounded another five. Two off-duty Iraqi policemen shot dead as their car was ambushed. Yes, and as this was going on, all these explosions, death and destruction, ministers from the Conquered Front, Iraq's largest Sunni bloc, they just resigned from the ruling coalition and effectively ended its claim to being a government of national unity. So it is crumbling right before our eyes. Yes, that's right. The front issued a press release, the Sunni front. We're announcing our withdrawal from the government of Nouri al-Maliki, and the deputy prime minister and the ministers will submit their resignation today. And that was a news conference inside the heavily fortified green zone. Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on. The Sunni front is accusing the government of failing to rein in the Shiite militia. Oh, Shiite. Can I say that on the radio? I think so. I think I can do that. So what a mess, huh? And just in case that wasn't enough, oh, I just love to be the bearer of such good news, but the Bush administration's intel chief has acknowledged now, this is an acknowledgement coming forth, that the president authorized a, quote, series of secret surveillance activities. This is other than warrantless surveillance of emails and phone calls, right? This is something else. We're not quite sure what it is. Bush's executive order, one of these executive orders, authorized a, quote, number of intelligence activities. The name created by the Bush team, Terrorist Surveillance Program, applied only to one particular aspect of these activities. We can't tell you what they are, though, because they're so super secret. So, yes, other means of secret surveillance activity. Anybody got any idea what those might be? What do you think? Oh, what other kind of things could they surveil in our lives? Give me a call at 877-766-1240, 877-766-1240. And we have time for one call before we take a break. Let's do that. Let's talk to Patricia in Sacramento. Is she there? Yeah. Hey, Patricia, what do you think?
I'm not sure, but I wanted to let you know quickly to your people that listen to the station, if you're in Dan Lundgren's district, mm-hmm. he's having a town hall meeting on August 15th.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I'm alerting you to this, Christine, is hopefully in regards to what you're talking about. I called his Washington office asking him how they felt about Mr. Gonzalez and kind of, you know, the overall thing about all this, you know, I don't recall, like you said, everything's top secret. And his office says that Lundgren feels that there is incompetence, but there is no lying or mischief going on in the administration. So I just wanted to alert people that if you are in Lundgren's district, I challenge any of you guys to go there and really, you know, put him to the test.
And he's maybe, on his little vacation. I think he needs to be tested.
Yeah, he needs to be tested because I think if we have little pieces of transcripts from what maybe Senator Spector asked, and especially...
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Two great Chinese restaurants, two great locations, one great American name.
Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 1584 Del Monte is owned and operated by the May family and features delicious, authentic, and expensive Chinese food prepared to order every day. Personally, I love the chow fun noodles. Jim's Restaurant is now celebrating its 8th anniversary at 1584 Del Monte. Join the party. Buy lunch or dinner for four at Jim's in Seaside and get a free order of tempura vegetables. Stop by 1584 Del Monte or call 394-5117 for great takeout.
Jim's Restaurant in Prunedale is a local treasure. Jim's owner and chef, Stephen Lowe, has over 20 years of experience in renowned San Francisco restaurants. restaurants, Chef Lowe provides his loyal clientele with the best of East meets West, including the finest steaks in Monterey County. Chef Lowe enhances classic American and Chinese dishes with delicious French and Italian entrees and sauces. Jim's Restaurant in Prunedale transcends categories with a unique pace-setting menu and family-friendly prices. Jim's in Prunedale is open daily for lunch and dinner. Stop by 8069 San Miguel Canyon Road or call Chef Stephen Lowe at 663-4888 for carryout to die for.
We were looking for an inclusive community, so we joined a Unitarian Universalist church where we can really live our values.
Did you know the American Red Cross, the League of Women Voters, the ACLU, and the SPCA were all founded by Unitarians or Universalists?
Imagine a denomination that walks its talk. When Martin Luther King Jr. appealed to clergy to join protesters in Selma, Alabama, more than one-third of the Unitarian Universalist parish ministers answered his call.
And Unitarian Universalists are still fighting for justice today. We're speaking up everywhere for marriage equality, for reproductive rights, for the environment, and for our civil liberties.
A denomination with progressive values makes a difference in today's world. Unitarian Universalists. Come visit our church on the Monterey Peninsula at 490 Aguajita Road at the top of Carmel Hill. Visit our website, uucmp.org, or call 624-7404.
Attention all KRXA listeners. Are you worried about not having enough money for a truly comfortable retirement? Were you aware that you've had the ability to buy real estate within your individual retirement account without government penalty since 1974? Bet you didn't know that. Only 2% of the U.S. population is even aware of the law. If your IRA had been invested in California real estate 20 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire today. The retirement specialist will show you how to purchase California property right inside your IRA. They've helped nearly 10,000 people in the last four decades achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 831-794-8485 to learn more about this underutilized retirement investment. That's 831-794-8485. If you want to achieve financial independence by the time you retire, then call now. There's nothing to lose, only valuable knowledge to gain. Call 831-794-8485 and ask for the retirement specialist.
This week on Rock Roller Real Estate, your number one choice for all your real estate needs, our friends Louis Basil of Jamestown Real Estate and Ronnie Bramer of New Horizon Real Estate Group in St. Petersburg, Florida, will be on the show talking about investing in Florida and Louisville, Kentucky. Call Louis Basil now at 415-531-6815 to learn about these areas. That's 415-531-6815. Rock Roller Real Estate, Sunday mornings at 10, right here on KRXA 540.
Hey, what are you having for lunch?
My personal chef is making it now.
Your personal chef?
Yeah, the lunch lady in the school cafeteria.
Kids should think of me as their personal chef. Well-balanced meals at school are very important for their bodies and their minds. Make sure they eat right and take advantage of the personal chef in their school cafeteria.
Stay fit, eat right. Looking good, California, is a public service of the California School Nutrition Association. For help with your family's nutrition, visit stayfiteatright.org.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Christine Kraft, and you are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM Talk City. You want to go to our website, check us out, www.1240talkcity.com. Click on my page, Christine's page, and see what we're up to here. If you want to send me personally an email, no matter where you're from, it's Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, at 1240talkcity.com. Christine at 1240talkcity.com. Hillary Clinton's got something to say today about Dick Cheney. Yes, she does. Hillary Clinton today accused the Dick Cheney of misrepresenting her and spreading inaccuracies during a televised interview he gave, I guess, on Larry King's show last night. Hillary Clinton was responding to Dick Cheney's decision to publicly side with his former aide, who cited fears of reinforcing enemy propaganda in rejecting Clinton's request for a briefing on troop withdrawal contingency plans. So she just asks, right, as a senator, the junior senator for the state, from the state of New York, for a briefing on whether or not they have any troop withdrawal contingency plans. No, he won't meet with her. Not going to happen. Clinton wrote Wednesday in a letter to the vice president, quote, "I believe it is not only important but imperative that Congress actively oversee the administration's Iraq policy." Oh, my God. But Yeah, but Hillary, you voted for the war in the first place, and you voted for every single funding measure subsequently. So maybe if you stopped voting for those things, that wouldn't happen anyway. That is why I feel it is necessary to respond to several comments and inaccuracies you put forward in your most recent interview with CNN. Cheney also, on that interview, impugned Clinton's position when he accused her of trying to reveal operational military plans and requesting information about troop withdrawal planning. Yeah, and Clinton says no to Dick Cheney. Your contention that I asked to reveal operational plans is a misrepresentation. So she's kind of getting back at Cheney there. I'm not sure to what avail, but anyway. And did you know this? Did you know, and I wonder what you think about this. I mentioned before that there are apparently additional surveillance programs being run by our government. And there have been several news stories and a major lawsuit in federal district court in San Francisco, which points to AT&T, Verizon, all these providers having secret rooms in various phone company facilities in which they monitor your phone calls, all your phone calls, and your, you know, their data mining. They look at all your emails. Are you aware of this? And do you do anything when you're now writing an email or you're on the telephone? Are you careful of what you say? Are you aware that you're probably being listened to? Or are you like some who say, I don't care if they need that to protect this country. I have nothing to hide. You someone who was offended, you think that's one of your fundamental freedoms to be able to make a phone call, a private phone call, and not have the government listening in? Does it bother you? Does it affect the way you talk on the telephone? Does it affect the things you put in an email? Have you become so conscious of it that you're just kind of, you know, really careful about what you say? And I'm not saying that you're plotting to overthrow the government, but there are just certain things you'd rather, it's private stuff. So let me know about that if you have become a little more cautious about what you write in your emails. If you really believe they're data mining all the email traffic, because I think they are. And if you believe they are tapping into your phone lines, if they're listening to all these phone conversations, has that affected the way the things that you say? In other words, there's certain things that you just don't say anymore because you don't want anybody to be privy to those conversations. Of course, if you have a regular cell phone, it's pretty easy for some punk kid to tap in or somebody else to tap in and figure out what you're saying. Those kinds of conversations are pretty discoverable. So anything you say on a cell phone, you ought to do with great care, all right? But, you know, and is it bothering you so much, perhaps, so much, that you're thinking about moving out of this country? Have you reached that point? Now, let me just say, I, Christine Kraft, my patrilineage goes back to Jamestown, Virginia, the first real legal settlement in this country. And it was not always a wonderful kind place, let's put it that way. But that's where my lineage comes from. Before that, they came from England and Germany. So I don't want to move to Canada, but did you know how many Americans are moving to Canada? The number of Americans, reports ABC News, moving to Canada in 2006 hit a 30-year high. So lots of Americans moving up there. Are you so distressed about the state of affairs in our nation that you are contemplating moving somewhere else? And if so, where? Would it be Canada? 20% increase over the previous year, 2005, and almost double the number who moved in 2000. In 2006, 10,942 Americans went to Canada, compared with 9,000 and some in 2005 and 5,800 in 2000. This is a survey by the Association for Canadian Studies. Those numbers are still outweighed, believe it or not, by the number of Canadians coming into this country, right? So about 23,000 Canadians moved to the United States in 2006. That is, however, a decrease from 2005. So there's still more Canadians moving into this country than Americans moving to Canada. But more and more Americans are going north of the border, and fewer Canadians are coming this way. Ever think about moving to another country? And if so, where would it be? You can call me locally in Sacramento, 766-1240, or toll-free, 877-766-1240. Let's go to Vince in Rancho on line one. Hi, Vince. You're on Talk City. What do you think?
Pat Tillman, I'm just not sure at what level it was covered up, but they probably know the exact M16 that shot him, because the M16 is sort of an awkward weapon with a long buttstock, and you have to pick it up and shoulder it and fire it. So if someone thought it was on the safety.
You have
and
to do it that way?
It.
You have to do that?
Yeah, well, see, I was in a, when I was overseas, I had a GAU, which is similar to an M16, but it doesn't have a buttstock because it was for close-in security, and it's more of a grease gun. But the M16 is a lot more accurate weapon for a long distance, but just the length of the buttstock on it, you would have to actually pick the weapon up. So someone had to physically hold that weapon, and they might have thought it was on the safety when it was on actually on semi and hit them with one burst, playing a bad joke or something that could have been totally accidental,
mm-hmm.
but is covered up to some means in some way. You know, when I was in Germany, I knew a German sentry that had his ear shot off with an Uzi because he's sleeping in the shed. This guy probably pulled a joke and it was on automatic and he just hit him. Whatever.
Right. It certainly could be. It could be accidental fratricide. It could be negligence of some kind, or it could be intentional when you consider that his diaries, all of his writings were destroyed. His uniform was burned to pieces. Anything that he left behind was destroyed, strangely. And also that he had developed this, he was, you know, so gung-ho in the sense of, let's go after Osama bin Laden. He was bound and determined to go over there, went over there, wanted to be in Afghanistan, didn't want to be in Iraq, realized the inconsistencies in U.S. foreign policy and what the American people were being told, and made efforts to come back here and to talk to the American people about what he had found. So the very fact that he was going to come back and not give this wonderful, oh, it's fabulous, our war on terror is succeeding, we're working hard, and our great fearless leader, he wasn't going to say that. So it's certainly the fact that they've obfuscated and covered up and not been fully truthful here leads anyone with any degree of normal, healthy skepticism to just still not believe the story. I mean, his parents aren't convinced that that's the case. And I don't think we learned much today. Thanks for the call, Vince. Okay, 766-1240, the local number, 877-766-1240, if you're out of town, as it were. Sandra on line two. Hello, Sandra.
Christine, you got a bigger audience these days, huh?
That's right, and so do you, my dear, by extension. You're calling this program. They're hearing you all over the western United States.
Hey, well, listen, you know, the phone thing you were talking about, the tapping, the extra.
Yeah.
You know, these people who say, I don't care about doing anything wrong. I mean,
I've got nothing to hide.
Yeah,
let
it's
me
so
tell
creepy.
You, I got something to hide. I don't want everybody knowing my business.
Well, no, but it's just sort of, it's not the hallmark of an open society. I mean, they got it backwards. You know, I read somewhere on ABC that 71% of the people don't care about these cameras being put everywhere.
Surveillance cameras. Bring it on.
You know, but I just find I'm so disturbed. I'm like, well, you know, what camp am I in? Because I don't want, I've been to London. They see you 300 times a day on average when you're out and about in London. That is not what I want to see happen here because, well, it's just sort of frightening, you know? And I think that people, are they that scared? Have we gotten this liver lily in this country?
You mean lily livered.
Okay, whatever. I got
did
it backwards.
Say, did you say liver lilied?
Yeah, you get the gist of it. You
we're
know,
so
but,
scared we're liver lilied.
but you know what I mean? I just don't understand why people are so willing to sort of turn everything over. And
well,
I'm
sure not, and you're not. And let me ask you something. Now that you know that they're data mining and they're looking at all your stuff, wherever it is, whatever communication means, you're, other than smoke signals, and they're probably trying to decipher that too, because you know on this program, Sandra, our larger audience probably doesn't know this, but we do a lot of demonstrations and kind of performance art events
right.
in and around the Capitol. And, I'm on the radio telling you stuff. None of this is secret. I mean, I'm sure that Homeland Security is going, okay, she's planned another demo.
Right.
You know, and they're taking our picture, and we're taking their pictures back and all of this. But does it affect literally what you say on that cell phone or landline or what you put in emails? Are you a little more cautious now?
Oh, no, listen, I don't know. I already know that, I'm sure if I did a FOIA request, because I've had, my past isn't exactly stellar insofar as what goes on. So,
mm-hmm.
no, I think there'll be a place at Gitmo for me. You know, when the lights go out. But I don't care. You know, I could care less. It's like, you know, either you hang, what is it? You hang alone or you hang together. So, no, I think that speaking up and fighting back is our only choice.
It is our only choice, and it's truly the patriotic thing to do is to fight back.
And I'm sorry, this conversation is being monitored by the NSA. Sandra, she's a troublemaker. Look out. Thank
yeah,
you,
right.
Sandra.
Bye.
Bye. 766-1240, Laura on line four. Hey, Laura, how are you?
Hi there.
Hi there.
Man, Pat Tillman, talk about killing the messenger.
Oh, brother, that's for sure.
Because they certainly did not want his message getting out.
No, and I think, you know, everyone has always been so afraid since the era of John F. Kennedy. You know what? We still don't know why and how and by whom, whose hand John F. Kennedy died. There are still immense inconsistencies in that story.
It was a magical bullet,
but
very magical.
You know what, kind of in and around and just perfect shot. Anyway, and this idea came up that if you question anything, the official government spin on anything, you're somehow a whack job. You are a conspiracy
theorist. Well, who's making the determination that you, by exercising your constitutional rights or being a patriot, again, who's making that statement? And if you look at who's making that statement, it's those that don't have your best interests at heart. And sadly, that appears to be this administration and, by extension, our government.
So let's just assume here, given what we know and what we don't know about Patrick Tillman, it is certainly a very rich possibility that it wasn't accidental fratricide, but indeed intentional. And until, you know, we ought to have T-shirts that say, who killed Pat Tillman? We don't know the answer yet, and nothing about today's hearing made anything any clearer.
We could certainly speculate that it was a black ops.
We certainly could, and the fact that you find out there was absolutely no evidence of enemy fire in that valley that day, they were not under fire, as we were previously told, lends credence to a good inquisitive mind saying, you know, who knows? This easily could have been something we're sort of supposedly not allowed to think without being called kooks. I think
what we do know is there was a PSYOPs program as a result of, or as part of his cover-up of his death. You know, to feed us a line of bull, to feed his family a line of bull.
And we are going to leave
the story of Jessica Lynch.
Laura, we're going to leave on that note because we're out of time, but please keep listening. All right.
Thank you.
You're listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM, Talk City.
And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too.
The last time you got a second chance to save thousands of dollars. If the IRS or state says you now owe at least $15,000 in back taxes, listen to this. Right now, if you qualify, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of the taxes you owe. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans have called American Tax Relief for the help. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans have called American Tax Relief for the help they need. Look, your tax problem is not going to go away on its own. In fact, it's only going to get worse unless you get help. Call 1-800-449-1416. American Tax Relief can help you save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-449-1416. Your call is confidential and there's no obligation. Call American Tax Relief right now. 1-800-449-1416.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-441-9901. Again, that's 1-800-441-9901. 1-800-441-9901.
Would you bathe your baby in chemicals? So why use soap? Introducing Baby Herbs. All natural ingredients, rosemary, lavender, chamomile, and rose petals that turn nature into nurture. Baby Herbs bath products gently clean and naturally disinfect while the relaxing scents calm fussy babies with no chemicals or artificial fragrances. Pamper your child in the purity of nature by calling 888-912-BABY or visit us at babyherbs.com. Call today 888-912-BABY.
Thursday on the Ed Schultz Show, Democratic candidates are responding to Senator Barack Obama's hawkish stand on Pakistan. Governor Bill Richardson joins us to weigh in on that and other issues. Senator Bob Casey joins the show to give us his take on the debate over children's health care insurance, which the president wants to almost eliminate. And there's a battle brewing in Congress over cigarette regulation. We'll have the details. We'll take your calls and have the latest news Thursday on the Ed Schultz Show.
Welcome back. I'm Christine Kraft. You're listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC. Also, for the rest of this week and next, our audience expanding to include Peter B. Collins' excellent network of radio stations in Eureka, California, Monterey, my old stomping grounds, as well as Coos Bay, Oregon, and Portland. Our number for those of you out of town, toll-free, 877-766-1240, 877-766-1240. 766-1240. Let's talk to Andy in New York. He's on line one. Hi, Andy. How are you?
Hi, Christine. How you doing?
Hey, you. You're in New York now.
Yeah, I am. Took a little trip.
I tell you, have you moved in and everything?
Sort of. I still haven't unpacked my boxes, but I'm getting there. I'm going to actually hang out with believe it or not, my mother for a couple months.
It's okay. It's all right. Now,
Can have your father there, I can hang out with my mom for a while.
Absolutely. Andy is a political activist from here in the Sacramento area, always involved and awake and alert and doing stuff, and now he's moved back there. But we still have him via watching or listening on the Internet.
Yeah, it couldn't help. It's a great show.
Well, now tell me, you saw all the Pat Tillman stuff today. I know you wanted to comment on that.
It makes you, I don't know, it's so horrible. It just makes you want to, I don't know, gouge your eyes out or something.
Moving to Canada?
You know, you were talking about that, and I spend a lot of time in Europe, and I really like Central Europe, and actually I've had relatives that came to the United States and went back again. And, you know, the major reason you can't, it's economic. I mean, this is where you can make a good, you know, living.
This is a rich country.
Right. It's very difficult.
They say the current increase of Americans moving to Canada fueled largely by social and political reasons. No, really? Those who are coming have the highest level of education. These aren't people who can't get a job in the States. They're coming because many of them don't like the politics, the Iraq war, and the security situation in the U.S. And that includes people thinking that Homeland Security is not doing a very good job. We had a story earlier this week, Oak Ridge, Tennessee, nuclear weapons-grade storage facility that was breached when some guy just drove right on through a checkpoint. They never found him. So some Americans feel that we are not doing enough to secure the dangerous locales in this country. By comparison, this is an article from ABC News, Canada is a tension-free place. People feel safer. For example, one recent immigrant, Tom Curtis, a 34-year-old labor organizer, moved from Seattle to Toronto in April. He attributes his motivation to President Bush's opposition to gay marriage and the tactics employed during the War on Terror. He said, I wanted a country that respected my human rights and the rights of others. He says, we joked about it after Bush won re-election, but it took us a while to go through the application. It's not that easy. You can't just go easily. He moved with his partner, is happy in his new home. He says, Canada's a really nice country. My mother's thinking about it, too. Dad has diabetes and has health issues, so he'd be taken care of for free if he moved up here. So more and more Americans making that jump. I don't feel like doing that. I want to stay and fight, Andy.
Right, well, you know, Canada's a certainly a nice country, but if you want to be a mover and a shaker, it's not it's not something you want to do. And again, you make a good point. You know, this is our country. I mean, my family too goes back to the 1830s, and we fought in the Civil War and every war up. And my father fought in World War II, like your father did. And you feel like you spend some blood here, you don't want to leave.
It's your birthright, and,
right.
And it's our requirement to not just be lulled by consumer complacency, et cetera.
And you feel like you're giving up by not fighting back. And this whole Tillman thing, of course, with this diary, that's one thing that eats at me. What was in his diary?
Why was his diary destroyed?
Why was it burned? He was a very literate guy, really, or very urbane, a real deep
had
thinker.
Studied all the world's major religions to reach the point that he was at, which was he didn't believe, but he had studied them all.
Right. What did he have in there that they didn't want us to see? You know, what was going on, you know, within his particular unit or whatever that would have kind of, you know, really opened up a massive can of worms for this administration?
Every American you don't have to be a conspiracy theorist, but you ought to have your eyes wide open for this one and pay attention to what's going down here, because we don't know the truth about what happened to him. And you know what? We ought to know. Thanks, Andy.
You
good
got
to
that
talk
right.
to you, even in New York.
Right. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Okay, 766-1240, the local number, 877-766-1240. Let's go down to Monterey, my old stomping grounds, actually Carmel, and talk to Patrick on line 4. Hey, Patrick, you there? Hello? Patrick.
I say, you know, add my name to the kook file if you must. But,
the kook
I mean, of course
yeah,
he was murdered.
Of course, yeah,
of course he was murdered. I mean, hello, the Phoenix program in Vietnam. If you consider all the things our government and our military has done, a lot of times to our own, over the last 40 or 50 years, MKUltra, you know, in California when Reagan was governor, Garden Plot and Cable Splicer. And, of course, this guy, if he came back, it would be a PR nightmare for them.
It would have been
He was their hero.
Right. He was their archetypal boy wonder. Here he was with a lucrative multi-million-dollar contract with the Cardinals.
The guy's a big bruiser. He's good-looking. He would be feted at the Playboy Mansion if he came back. He would be a media darling for the anti-Iraq war, anti-Bush crowd. That was the last thing they needed.
They were not going to let that happen. So I don't think it's kooky, as you suggest. I don't think it's kooky at all. I agree with
it's
you.
It's not inconceivable.
No, it is certainly not inconceivable. In fact, with the obfuscation we saw today from the former Secretary of Defense and this nonsense, the unwillingness of the one chain of command person, this is the Lieutenant General, who just couldn't make it, you know. He works for this group that's supposedly, I think it's so funny, a private contractor that supports the rights of veterans, by golly. He can't show up and tell what he knows.
Well, and then, like, you know, earlier today, Randy Rhodes was along the same line of thinking, and she said, you know, she was disgusted by Rumsfeld's testimony. I'm amazed he showed up, but it's kind of like, you got no evidence, Kappa.
Right, his mother has no evidence because we burned his diary. We burned his writings. She doesn't know.
Yeah, well, yeah, they burned everything.
And burned his
uniform.
When does that
happen? When do they ever burn a soldier in combat who's been killed, his uniform, his diaries, and then, you
when
know,
they're
the
trying
three bullets,
to
the three M16 rounds in the forehead?
That's right. When they're
trying for my call.
To hide something. Thank you very much, Patrick. Let's move on. I've got about a minute here to Harold. Whoops. How much do I have? Not much time? Oh, okay. Are you sure? All right. But we won't take another call then. We will take a break. We'll go grab a bite of news and come back. And we have some guests from Common Cause. They're going to talk about whether or not Alberto Gonzalez should be impeached and ethics reform in Congress. Possible? We'll find out. Stay tuned.
In the beginning, there was dirt, water, and air.
And it was good. Once.
Planet Check.
An Earth-friendly energy policy is possible. David Willett from the Sierra Club explains.
We could be producing...
Miguel Sarmiento, owner and chef of the Mexicali Grill in New Monterey, cordially invites you to visit his restaurant and enjoy quality Mexican food prepared with California seasonings and sauces, all with personalized, attentive service. Miguel has more than 14 years of experience preparing Italian, Hawaiian, Mexican, French, and American dishes in restaurants throughout Monterey County. Looking to savor the best Mexicali cuisine served with great margaritas or fine imported or domestic beers? Visit the Mexicali Grill today, located at 204 Lighthouse Avenue at the corner of Reeside Avenue in New Monterey. The Mexicali Grill is open daily for lunch from 11 to 3 and for dinner from 5 to 9. For takeout orders, call 375-9801. That's 375-9801. Miguel has a message for all Central Coast residents who appreciate delicious, high-quality Mexican food at reasonable prices.
Todos son bienvenidos en el Mexicali Grill. Try us. You'll like us a lot.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself. A vote to regulate tobacco like a drug.
This bill has the potential to save literally millions of lives.
Detroit automakers now have less than half the U.S. market.
They simply can't stay competitive with the cost advantage that the Japanese automakers have.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. The Senate Health Committee has approved a bill that would put tobacco products under the authority of government regulators. CBS News correspondent Nancy Cortes reports.
The landmark legislation could completely change the way cigarettes are made, advertised, and sold. For the first time, giving a federal agency, the Food and Drug Administration, authority to regulate tobacco products, reduce nicotine levels, and ban other cigarette ingredients it deems harmful. The bill would impose tough new rules on cigarette ads in magazines children might see. Colorful images would be banned, replaced only with black text on a white background.
It just makes sense, says Matt Myers of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids.
It defies public health logic that the Food and Drug Administration regulates things like dog food, but doesn't regulate the product that is the number one preventable cause of premature death and disease in the United States. This bill would correct that.
Philip Morris, alone among the cigarette makers, supports this bill, but skeptics say the company's betting on regulation to stifle its rivals. Now this.
Oh, will you love me when I turn six?
Of course I will love you when you're six.
Will you love me when I'm 10?
Of course I will love you when you're 10.
They'll always be your baby, which is why we've introduced the sedan rated the safest full-size car in America, the all-new 2008 Ford Taurus.
When I'm 15?
And while you can't engineer a mother's love, you can engineer safety. Taurus offers 6 standard airbags and features patented space architecture, which directs crash energy away from you. Plus, Taurus received 5-star crash test safety ratings for front and side impacts and is an IIHS top safety pick.
Will you love me when I'm as old as you?
I will love you forever.
The all-new Ford Taurus. Ford. Bold moves. Visit your Ford dealer or go to FordVehicles.com.
Based on NHTSA 5-star frontal and side crash test rating and IIHS top safety pick with optional electronic stability control. Class is standard 5-passenger large cars.
Oh, how the great have fallen. As of July, the once dominant Detroit automakers, Chrysler, GM, and Ford together had less than 50% of the U.S. market. Alex Roston of EdmondsAutoObserver.com says the big three have built-in costs like health care that make them less competitive, but he thinks their sales have bottomed out.
I would actually call this the beginning of a turnaround for the domestics. They will emerge over the next few years as leaner, more profitable companies that hopefully can sustain their businesses in the long term.
War criminals!
Anti-war protesters were on hand today when Donald Rumsfeld made his first Capitol Hill appearance since stepping down as defense secretary. He was there with former top military officers to talk about the Pat Tillman case.
I would not engage in a cover-up. I know that no one in the White House suggested such a thing to me.
CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has more on the hearing.
The former chairman of the Joint Chiefs testified he probably passed information about the friendly fire death to Defense Secretary Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld said he didn't remember. General John Avezade said he reported up the chain of command when he learned of it.
It's very difficult to come to grips with how we screwed this thing up. But we screwed this thing up.
They all firmly denied there was any deliberate cover-up for political or public relations purposes, but none could explain how or why the initial accurate written report from the field of Tillman's death was changed and a new story concocted. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Presidential hopeful Barack Obama raised his profile today with a tough speech calling for a shift in the U.S. military focus from Iraq to the Al-Qaeda threat in Afghanistan and Pakistan. He said the United States should be prepared to attack al-Qaeda targets inside Pakistan. Later, in an interview for the CBS Evening News, he clarified.
Nobody's talking about putting brigades in. What we are saying is that if there is actionable intelligence that, for example, al-Qaeda leaders are gathering the way they were in 2005, then unlike the Bush administration, I will act to try to take them out.
Reportedly, a raid on a suspected Al-Qaeda leadership meeting in Pakistan 2 years ago was called off when some U.S. forces were already in the air. As expected, Karl Rove will not testify under oath about the firings of federal prosecutors. The White House is claiming executive privilege, directing Rove and his former deputy Scott Jennings to defy subpoenas from the Senate Judiciary Committee. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
An important message for motorists.
Gas is killing me.
You've suffered long enough.
Really hurts when I fill up.
Relief is on the way.
Gas? You can pay a high price. Or just grab a Rolaids Plus Soft Chew and feel better.
Rolaids Plus stops gas with the most effective anti-gas medicine available. Tums can't. Chewy, not chalky. Rolaids Plus stops heartburn and the pain and bloating of gas.
Who can afford gas? Use Rolaids Plus Gas Relief.
Use it directed.
It's okay to start over. And I don't care if you're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old. It's okay to start over.
This is Dr. Phil like you've never experienced him before. This is Dr. Phil on Match.com.
It's okay to say I'm going to take everything I've learned and I'm going to let those things shape me into a better partner.
He'll give you insights. Match.com will give you a guarantee. We're so confident you'll meet someone special in 6 months, we guarantee it. So go ahead. It's okay to look. Only at Match.com. See site for details.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Christine Kraft, and you are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM. Talk City, our website, www.1240talkcity.com. If you'd like to send me an email, please, Christine, Christine@1240talkcity.com. Of course, this the remainder of this week and all of next, filling in for my colleague Peter B. Collins, who was on a bit of a holiday, much deserved. And our phone number, should you want to call in from out of the Sacramento area, the Sacramento number is 766-1240. If you are in Eureka or Portland or Coos Bay or Monterey, the number is 877-766-1240, 877-766-1240. Right now, I think we ought to talk to, I don't know, how about the president of Common Cause? Let's do that. Bob Edgar is on our live line. It's line four. Okay. Hi, Bob. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
Well, I'm very good. I'm glad to talk to you. Well, hope things are doing well out in your area.
Well, I think so. Who knows, though? One never knows.
That's right.
But two things that Common Cause is very interested in. Let's talk about the first, which is lobby and ethics reform. How many times in your lifetime, Bob, have you heard about efforts for, you know, ethics reform, lobbying reform? But maybe they've made some real progress here. What do you think?
Well, I think they have. I'm a former member of Congress. I was elected in the wake of Watergate when we made some minimal reforms. But for the last several decades, we've been trying to get Congress to stand up against the special interests, particularly lobbyists. And the action of the House of Representatives this week, and hopefully the Senate tomorrow or Friday, will see the most sweeping leadership and open government reform measures that we've seen in a long time. And it really does put some major controls on both lobbyists and the transparency of government so that we can actually see what senators and House members are doing in relationship to the special interest.
I guess I chuckled a little bit when I saw Senator Lieberman sort of talk about this, because as I recall, maybe I'm wrong here, but hasn't Senator Lieberman, who of course is from Connecticut, taken more money from the pharmacy industry, Big Pharma, than anybody else in the Senate?
Well, I don't know the exact numbers, but a whole lot of senators and a whole lot of House members made a whole lot of money on the drug bill that passed just a couple years ago. In fact, the leading House member left Congress and within a very short time was making several million dollars from the very drug companies that have benefited from the drug bill. So I think all of the House and Senate members, even those that people respect, have used the system, and many of them have abused that system in order to get the campaign finance money that they need to run for elections. We need public financing of elections and other reforms to prevent the special interest intrusion into government. This bill does have a major provision that controls lobbyists bundling money for political campaigns, and that'll be a big help in terms of making the process of raising that money more open.
But, you know, there have been ethics reform packages and bills in the past, and typically what happens, it'll get passed. There's much fanfare and, oh, we're dedicated to having the highest possible ethics in Congress, et cetera, which, of course, should have terrifically high ethics. I mean, it being the representative of the people. But then there's always some way to weasel out of it. There's always some loophole that's found, and business seems to go on as usual.
Well, you got that right. There's always ways in which the special interest and the political elites find ways around all of the provisions that are put in place. But I think in this case, there might be a slight difference. Remember, this is coming in the wake of Abramoff's scandal. It's coming in the wake of Tom DeLay's scandal. Coming in the wake of so many missteps on behalf of congressmen being found with many thousands of dollars in their freezer or taking large gifts and financial remuneration from military people. What's that?
And then ending up in federal prison.
That's correct. And I think it's important that people recognize that in 2006, a whole wave of newer, in some cases younger, members of the House were elected. They were elected to go to Washington and make changes. They weren't just Democrats. They were Democrats and Republicans. And they were the ones that I think really motivated the pressure to get the House to pass this bill by such a large margin. It was 411-8. There were only 8 dissenting votes. And we hope that that will be enough energy to get the Senate to pass an identical bill so we don't have to get it tied up in a conference between the House and Senate.
Buried. But then what happens? Is the president going to sign this?
I think the president will sign this. There's no indication that this would suffer a presidential veto.
Now, I'm looking at some of the elements of this lobbying package. A ban on gifts from lobbyists and lobbying organizations. Is that all gifts? I mean, can you take a calendar and a pen, or does that mean big gifts?
It primarily means gifts over a certain range. The particular provision says prohibits lobbyists and their clients from giving gifts, including free meals and tickets to senators and their staff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't think a calendar would fall under that category, but clearly if it's tickets to a baseball game in Washington.
It would.
That's now prohibited.
Okay, what about this? House members will be prohibited from traveling on private jets.
Well, that's something that Common Cause has really lobbied strongly to get into this bill. There have been members of both the House and Senate who have simply become friends with corporations, and those corporations have loaned their jets to members of the House of Representatives and the Senate. The Senate has a little different problem because some of the states like California, Pennsylvania, New York are so large, and many of them are far away. But this would ban the opportunity for House members to get in corporate jets and fly all over the country.
What about if they have prop planes? What about that, huh, Bob? Tell me.
All right. Well, I think
probably not a big issue.
It's not a big issue for members of Congress. They always want two pilots, at least two engines. And
it's like Giuliani won't give a speech. The former mayor of New York City is running for president. Won't give a speech. I guess he charges $100,000 plus at every little community. Oh, let's raise money. Let's bring him here for our world-class speech. $100,000 plus you have to provide a certain kind of, not just any old jet, but a certain kind of jet that he particularly likes. So,
well, this bill does a couple things. It bars lobbyists and their private sector clients from paying for multi-day travel trips by senators and their staffs. It also requires senators and Senate candidates and presidential candidates to pay charter rates. Currently, they only have to pay first-class rates for a private jet. And Mr. Giuliani will have to really think differently about.
He may want to rethink his plan here. And then also we have an interesting situation in the 4th Congressional District where we have John Doolittle, a Republican member of Congress, long time, who just had his home raided by the FBI a month or so ago. And his wife had this very strange relationship with Jack Abramoff. I'm not implying any sort of sexual malfeasance, but a money relationship with Jack Abramoff, made all kinds of money for doing we're not quite sure what for Mr. Abramoff. But part of this ethics reform requires that members prohibit their staff from having lobbying contact with a member's spouse if he or she is a registered lobbyist.
And that's exactly right.
It affects a lot of people, do you think?
It does. Often members of the House or Senate build relationships and often get remarried or married for the first time to people who are high-profile people in Washington. And those particular spousal relationships have a very special lobbying ability, and this is trying to clarify that and make sure that they have some transparency, at least, in knowing who's lobbying whom.
Now, why are they trying to wreck the conventions, though? Come on now. Prohibits members from attending lobbyist sponsors' parties held in their honor at the national political conventions unless the member is the party's presidential or vice presidential nominee. Aren't you going to wreck all the fun of the conventions?
Well, it's, I think, a good provision. A lot of those special interest parties make the House member or Senate member feel like they're the star.
Mm-hmm.
And
we all know that power corrupts.
Yeah, I like what a feminist said once. She said, absolute power makes people stupid, and absolute power makes people absolutely stupid.
That's great. That's a good line. Okay, and you're also commending Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid in the Senate for negotiating the compromises on the bill.
Well, I was nervous that the bill would get caught up in conference, and what they were able to do, very unusual, is to agree word for word, dotting every I, crossing every T. If the Senate passes the bill, it will not go to conference, and it will go straight to the president's desk. There's so many House and Senate members, both Democrats and Republicans, who would like to play games with this kind of reform measure, and I commend them for their efforts. And I also commend all of the Republican House members who stepped forward. Of the 8 dissenting votes, only one of them was a Republican. 7 of them were Democrats.
Really?
Yep.
So we make much of their dissent?
No, I think the usual suspects are the ones who dissented. I think several of the people who dissented wanted the bill to be a lot stronger. A couple of them have a reputation for opposing any kind of reform.
Listen, thank you so much. Will you stay with us a bit more? Because I want to talk about impeachment against Alberto Gonzalez, if you would.
I will stay.
Stay with us. Bob Edgar from Common Cause right here on Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM, Talk City, as well as Peter B. Collins' excellent network. Stay with us.
However small, first step is hardest of all.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-877-212-9300. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Conventional mattresses create pressure points that make you toss and turn, but the unique Tempur material eliminates them, guaranteeing you sounder, more restful sleep. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. Feel the Tempur-Pedic difference. Call for a free sample of their unique mattress material at 1-877-212-9300. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and a 90-day trial offer guarantee. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-877-212-9300. That's 1-877-212-9300.
Thursday on The Ed Schultz Show, Democratic candidates are responding to Senator Barack Obama's hawkish stand on Pakistan. Governor Bill Richardson joins us to weigh in on that and other issues. Senator Bob Casey joins the show to give us his take on the debate over children's health care insurance, which the president wants to almost eliminate. And there's a battle brewing in Congress over cigarette regulation. We'll have the details. We'll take your calls and have the latest news Thursday on The Ed Schultz Show.
Well, I'm going to the beach where I belong. Where the days are warm and the nights are long.
Come celebrate 100 years of warm sand, cool surf, and hot rides. The admission-free Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk is open daily. What are you waiting for? Check out beachboardwalk.com for great ride discounts and get to the beach. The boardwalk is open daily.
Well, they walk, and I walk, and they twist, and I twist, and they shimmy, and I shimmy.
What are you waiting for? The Boardwalk is open daily. Come celebrate 100 years of warm sand, cool surf, and hot rides. Check out beachboardwalk.com for great ride discounts. The Boardwalk is open daily. Boardwalk!
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked great.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I look at her, and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the clinically proven breakthrough called hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at this year's Sundance Film Festival. And now you can experience them for yourself. Try hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Turn back the clock with a free trial of hydroxytone. For your free trial, call 1-800-442-1406. That's 1-800-442-1406. 1-800-442-1406.
Imagine a world where public bathrooms didn't seem like they were used by every single person in the public. Where you could tell bacteria to just back off. Then stop imagining and use Purell. Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer kills 99.99% of most common germs that may cause illness. So when you can't get to soap and water, use Purell. And imagine a touchable world. And now there are two new Purell fragrances, Spring Bloom and Ocean Mist. Use as directed.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Christine Kraft, and you are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC, 1240 AM Talk City. Also, you are listening to us as I fill in for my colleague Peter B. Collins, who is on a bit of a vacation, much deserved, and I will be filling in for him the rest of this week and all of next week. And we are talking to Bob Edgar with Common Cause. Bob, are you back on the line? Yeah, four. Hey, Bob, you're back. Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
I'm here.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Well, here's this other thing about Alberto Gonzalez, and let me just give you a little bit of background from here in Sacramento. He was here speaking at my former law school a couple of months ago. We did a great little demonstration over there. We had one of our constitutional law professors, John Sims, give a teach-in on the torture and the Bibby memos and all of that stuff and how Gonzalez refers to the Geneva Conventions as quaint and all of that. So we had quite an event. We had big posters that said, "Hey, Alberto, habeas this, baby." So we were in on the ground floor. It was really a lot of fun. This has gotten extremely serious right now. And a Common Cause has not been shy. Common Cause, you called on Congress back in June, around the same time we were doing this event, a little bit after that, to impeach Gonzalez for, and I'm looking at the press release here, demonstrating a reckless disregard for the obligations of his office, oh, that's an understatement, by subverting the public interest by using the Justice Department to further partisan political concerns. All of that seems pretty obvious to just about everybody now, but Common Cause was on the leading edge of that wave.
Well, we're really pleased. In the last 24 hours, 15 House members have also joined us in calling for the impeachment of the Attorney General. We do it not so much just to attack this particular individual, but the Justice Department ought to be justice for all and not just justice for some. And there have been so many statements by his colleagues, by his staff, by others contradicting his testimony before the House and before the Senate as well. And the day after the Senate was unable to vote a vote of no confidence of the Attorney General, I decided to have the Common Cause Board and staff unanimously affirm an action of calling for his impeachment. The impeachment process is to hold government officials accountable. And we saw what took place in the impeachment of Bill Clinton for his misconduct in terms of a personal sexual right. issue.
Mm-hmm.
This is far more serious in terms of the issues of wiretapping, the issues of politicizing the U.S. attorney positions, and with impeachment.
Gutting the Constitution one amendment at a time.
Right. And my sense was that Gonzalez should have resigned out of respect for the law months
yes.
ago.
Yes.
And the only thing left to us, if we don't have either a special prosecutor or some action by the president, is to begin the impeachment process and to have the House of Representatives look at a bill of particulars, use subpoena power, get people before the House to testify.
Including the FBI director.
Absolutely. And I've been meeting with some constitutional attorneys and legal counsel, and we're serious about this. We think that both Gonzalez should be impeached, but also we need to put pressure on whoever is the next president to select the person with the highest credentials
yes.
to be the Attorney General and to make sure that the Justice Department does not become a political patronage
right.
place.
Right. Attorney General of the United States ought to be an exemplar of what justice is in this nation, not something to be embarrassed of.
That's really very important. I was a young person during the 60s when we were living under J. Edgar Hoover, and we know the actions that he took against Martin Luther King. I met Dr. King just 5 weeks before he was assassinated. And then I was one of the 12 members of the Select Committee on Assassinations that looked into the death of both Dr. Martin Luther King and John F. Kennedy back in the 70s. So I've had the opportunity to review the files and the testimony of the Warren Commission and also to look into all of the implications of Dr. King's death. And there were many practices back then of violations of civil and personal rights. And my thought is that we can't go back to that time in our history. And Common Cause, which is a citizens' lobby to try to hold government accountable, needs to take the lead on actions like this.
Absolutely. And to tell the American people, because the White House, and I know Tony Snow said, it's just the Democrats trying to, political theater. Fact of the matter is, if you look at the Constitution, the language is firmly in the Constitution. Impeachment, the tool to reach and remove a questionable officer sheltered by the president, even against the will of the president. That's balance of powers. And if we don't make it work this time, God only knows. I want to use God here, but we're already in deep trouble. Let's try to get out of it using the devices that our Constitution gives the Congress and do the right thing here.
Well, I think that's absolutely right. And it's not just Democrats. Snow tries to... the Press Secretary for
yeah.
the President tries to make it look like it's a Democratic action, but one only has to listen to Chuck Hagel or Arlen Specter,
right.
both Republicans.
Former prosecutor, too, Arlen Specter.
Right. Many of them have just lost confidence. And when someone like Arlen Specter,
I know
Arlen very intimately because I ran against Arlen in Pennsylvania for the Senate race in 86, and while I was his opponent, I've come to respect him.
Yes, you haven't. And Bob, thank you so much. There, that music means we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us today, and thanks for leading Common Cause on such a good crusade here.
Best
thanks,
wishes.
Bob.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Franklin Templeton Investments, providing unique perspective to investors for over 50 years. Franklin Templeton Investments, gain from their perspective. I'm Charles Osgood. The United States is apparently not the only country where a lot of people now seem obsessed with youth, having other people think that they're younger than they really are. The global research group AC Nielsen has surveyed people in 42 countries and reports the perception of age has changed dramatically. Most people now think the 40s are the new 30s, and still more remarkable, they think the 60s are the new 40s. More after this.
Looking to get more laughs from a gallon of gas? Make a pit stop for expert service at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership during Pit Stop Savings Days. Get the Works Fuel Saver Package, a Motorcraft Synthetic Blend Oil Change, up to 5 quarts, tire rotation, and much more. Just $36.95 or less. Race in for savings to your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Hurry, Pit Stop Savings Days end soon.
Taxes and diesel vehicles extra. Disposal fee may apply. Offer ends 9907.
Are you thinking about buying one of those inexpensive memory foam mattresses? Think again. Tempur-Pedic is the only mattress made from authentic Tempur material. The one that shapes and contours to your body, guaranteeing a restful, rejuvenating night's sleep. Those knockoffs don't even come close. Call Tempur-Pedic today at 1-800-805-3495, and they'll send you a free video, a sample of the proprietary Tempur material, and a 90-day trial certificate. You won't get that from those other guys. Tempur-Pedic is the real deal. Call 1-800-805-3495.
At your age is what people at one time would say, but that's not what most people are saying today. Unlike the past, when folks used to age fast and a youthful demeanor was too good to last, there are ways to stay fit, as so many now do, in cosmetics and cosmetic surgery, too. We do have to grow up. We can't stay like a kid, but we sure can look better than most people did. And grown-ups can look younger, and now we are told that whatever your age, there's no need to look old. You're only as young as you feel, we've heard said and written in magazines that we've all read. And the way to feel young is to look young, and so off to the makeover artist we go, off to the tailor and off to the gym, off to the surgeon. Yes, lots go to him. If you're 60 today, you feel guilty unless you look like somebody who's 20 years less. That's the downside, but there's also an up to being an old dog who looks like a pup. For health and well-being, and this is the truth, are a lot of what we mean when we speak of youth. As for me, any age that I am is just fine. Like the great Mr. Benny, I'll stay 39. The Osgood File in MP3 and podcast form is available at theosgoodfile.com. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Doesn't it seem that the service is lacking at most service stations? Well, not at the Carmo Shell at Rio Road and the Valero at Mid-Carmo Valley Shopping Center. We take care of our customers. Carmo Shell is happy to pump your gas and check under your hood at your request for no extra charge. At Mid-Carmo Valley Valero, we offer expert car repair at reasonable rates with a fast turnaround. We do tune-ups, brakes, safety checks, and a 26-point inspection with an oil change. We specialize in Lexus and Toyota. Our mechanic is ASE certified. Call us at 624-0722. That's 624-0722. Carmo Shell at Rio Road and Mid-Carmo Valley Valero, putting the service back in service stations.
All know the lyrics, won't we? Welcome back, everybody. I'm Christine Kraft, and you are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM Talk City, www.1240talkcity.com. And for the rest of this week and all of next, my pleasure to sit in for my colleague Peter B. Collins as he's taking a much-deserved holiday. And, of course, our audience expanded. We're now in Eureka, Monterey, Coos Bay, Oregon, and Portland. So welcome, everybody. If you're local, the phone number is 766-1240. If you are out of town, the number is toll-free 877-766-1240, 877-766-1240. Well, my next guest, Dr. Molly Fry.
Hi.
Yes, I had expected you to show up, you know, later in the day, but since this is the first day of your trial in federal district court, the judge let everybody out a little bit early.
Yeah, well, we picked a jury, and everyone was exhausted, and so he just decided that no opening arguments.
opening statements. Yes,
yeah.
Right. They make a statement. Anyway, so let's let the audience know, because the Sacramento audience knows all about Molly Frye. But perhaps the audience in other parts of California and in Oregon, they do not know.
Well,
Dr. Frye is a physician.
Right.
And from a family of physicians. You are also a cancer survivor.
And I am one of those benign people who thought that when a Californian made a vote or an Oregon person voted something in, that the government would let us have it, because we are, after all, independent states, the
yes,
United
you think,
States
you know?
Of America. And so when I had cancer, I started growing marijuana in my backyard. And sure enough, the police showed up after a while. And they encouraged me. And they told me to go ahead and keep doing what I was doing, which I did. And they even said, get a business and, you know, write notes for other people and help other people who
are
sick.
This was after Prop 215.
Yeah.
The voters of California said, marijuana for medicinal purposes is A-okay. It
yeah.
is all right. The federal government has this problem, though.
They don't like it.
They don't like it at all. They say that there's absolutely no science or good medical evidence that marijuana helps with pain. We know better than that. There have been, even just in this last year, peer-reviewed science, University of California, San Francisco, and others.
Yeah, dealing with neurogenic pain in AIDS and in diabetics, and there's also been significant improvement in multiple sclerosis.
Will you be allowed, will your lawyers be allowed at trial to bring in that evidence, or will the judge limit the evidence that kind of refutes what the federal government is saying about medicinal marijuana?
Well, the really, really weird thing was when they, voir dire, is that how
yeah,
you
so they had talked to the
yeah,
jurors and asked them
the
what they
jury,
know.
Yeah. They said not could you judge this case fairly, they said could you understand this case and then obey the judge's instructions.
And you don't have to obey the judge's instructions.
But they made sure that they right. didn't get a single juror that didn't promise to obey the judge's instructions.
Which, of course, doesn't mean that every juror that was chosen today will indeed obey the instructions. Because here's the issue. If you find, if you obey the instructions, the judge will tell you at the end of the case, look, they violated what the federal law is here, even though it conflicts with California law, so you have to obey me. You don't have to obey the federal judge. You can decide, this is stupid. The federal government should have no role in telling the people of California what they want for a policy on medicinal
and
marijuana.
The problem
and you just
is,
say not guilty, and if it just takes one, then you have a mistrial.
That's right. But the problem was that these people were just awfully honest. And one started crying and said her sister had died of breast cancer and marijuana had really helped her, and that she knew the California law was legitimate and she would have an impossible time.
Yes.
Obeying the judge's instructions.
You got to hope one of them isn't so honest. You got to hope one of them is cool on this and understands that in this case, you got to kind of hold back a few of your cards from the judge. And I'm a lawyer. You know, I would never tell somebody to disobey a judge. But in this instance, the federal government is absolutely wrong. We want the federal government to go out and get the bad guys. There's plenty of bad guys out there in this world.
Yeah, some of them in our government.
Some of them are, oh, that's right. And in terms of the federal government, in terms of drugs, you've got methamphetamine, which is a scourge. We're right here in Sacramento, California, which I'm sure all of our listeners know is one of the heartlands
for
methamphetamine use. That's a bad drug. That causes people to go crazy, to pick at their faces, to lose their teeth, to blow up houses and blow up neighborhoods and endanger themselves and endanger children and be very paranoid. And, you know, that's a bad thing. What's the worst thing you can do with having a little marijuana, even if you're not sick, I would argue? What, you're going to eat too many Doritos?
Yeah, or maybe you'll go to sleep.
Yes.
Know? But the reality is in 6,000 years of medical use by, or just use by human populations, there hasn't been a single baby born with 4 ears, and there hasn't been a single person who was retarded.
Hasn't killed anybody.
Yeah, and it hasn't killed anybody. And so it's really
And your
absurd.
Patients tell you, much as your experience was, that it was really helpful with appetite issues, with pain issues, and not necessarily smoking marijuana, but as we've talked before on this program, and I'm sure many of our listeners know, taking marijuana and sort of sauteing it and then pouring off the whatever oil you use for that purpose and using that as a rub on arthritic hands. And joints and
whatever. Or you can just put it in a teaspoon and, like castor oil, take a teaspoon of
blood?
Your medicine before you go to bed.
Before you go to bed. You haven't been able to do any of this, of course, since the federal government targeted you.
Not for 2 years.
Yes. And so here you are, the first day of trial, jury selection. As you looked, Molly, Dr. Frye, as you looked at these potential jurors and you talked to people, oh, I'm sorry, I really can't do that because I had. As you looked at them, What was your sense? Did you feel, well, maybe some of them might really get it here, that they need to do something brave?
It seemed kind of sad because, you know, they bring in like 56 people, and of the 56, they get it down to a certain number. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like the 12 that they decided to throw out and not use at all might have been the 12 that would have had the guts.
Right. You never know, though.
You never know, and I'm optimistic, and God picked the jury, and so I'm going to go for that.
Oh. So let's see if any of our callers want to say anything to Dr. Molly Fry, a physician here in our local area who's being very brave. She's being charged with manufacturing marijuana. Now, Molly, that must have been quite difficult since you're not a deity. I mean, manufacturing.
Yes, right. Only God can manufacture marijuana.
I think so. So you were manufacturing. What? They want doctors in California and other states that approve of medicinal marijuana to what? Have to send their patients off to illegal sources and get sort of involved in the underworld instead of having their doctor be able to help them with the medicine.
Yeah, that's definitely the idea, and that's what she says that I've done that is so terribly wrong, is that I broke the ethical code where all doctors, you go to them and you say, doctor, I have a sore throat, and he says, here's some sample antibiotics until you can get to the pharmacy. And with me, if I said, here's some sample marijuana before you can get to the pharmacy or whatever,
grow your own plant.
Yeah, I'm in trouble. Now, I actually didn't do that. My husband, although we did have a small excess of our own crop for ourselves, and he did give very sick people some medicine, and we're not denying it. But
that's where the federal law comes in, and that's where you need just one juror to say, you know, okay, I don't have to obey the federal judge. If I think the federal law is wrong here, what you need to do is just say not guilty.
Yeah, and then he admonished the jury that the case was now in session and that they're not to read any newspapers or listen to Talk City Radio.
The judge said that?
Well, because one of the girls said that she had heard us on a talk show.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Okay, our local phone number, if you'd like to talk to Molly Fry, we're going to be talking to her, you know, on a more typical day. We plan to talk to you but a few minutes before 6 o'clock every day. And I imagine as this gets going, you're going to find yourself, you know, we'll keep kind of a flexible schedule. What I want to do, because I know having been in the media many years myself as a television reporter, I know that typically they'll send in a reporter for a couple of minutes and the reporter's gone and out there fluffing their hair and putting on their makeup and in court today. And they haven't sat through anything, you know,
right.
I mean, very little. And so we really don't get a good, clear account of what happens each day. Obviously, you are the defendants in this case, and so you have your bias. We're not trying to hide that. You want to be found not guilty. You want to be able to prescribe for your sick patients medicinal marijuana, which helps them, and peer-reviewed science says helps them.
And Tony Sarah said that he'd come by tomorrow.
Oh, really? Tony Sarah is your lawyer. So.
Well, he's Dale's lawyer.
Yes.
I have Lawrence Lichter. But
okay,
both
but both the same
good.
Firm. And yes, yeah. And I've never met Tony Sarah. I will be delighted to do that. If you're one of our listeners in the outlying areas, outlying from Sacramento, in the sense Peter B. Collins, excellent network. In other words, Monterey, Coos Bay, Oregon, Portland, Oregon, or Eureka, California, you can call in now and talk to Dr. Molly Fry. Maybe give her a tell her she's a bad, bad girl, or tell her to go for it, Molly, because everything's on the line here. You face, what, 5 years, a minimum sentence in federal prison?
Yeah, they could give us as many as 40, but I have no idea. I really think her case is kind of weak, because it's really on the hearsay of a bunch of people who are not such good, credible individuals. And one of them, I heard, had to have a federal agent go to his house over the weekend and try to dry him out because he was so drunk.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm glad. So we're going to go after those witnesses, too. The phone number is 877-766-1240, 877-766-1240. Let's go to Red on line one, because I bet you Red was out there this morning. Hey, Red, how are you?
Hi, Christine. I'm fine. How are you?
Well, I'm doing quite well. Were you out protesting or showing your support for Dr. Fry?
Yes, I was. I was outside while you guys were inside.
All right. Well, that's great. Thank you for being there.
I was there with my sign. I wanted to call up. I just wanted to say to Molly, thank you so much for sticking out there, you know, putting your career and your life, disrupting your life. I met your kids on the courthouse steps. They're wonderful boys.
Yeah, aren't they beautiful?
And I'm just really can't thank you enough for standing up for all of us. I hope you're...
Now, Red, you are a medicinal marijuana user.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, and
it's kept you out of a wheelchair.
It was a choice between a wheelchair or a cane for me, and medical marijuana made the difference.
That's excellent. I'm glad.
Yeah, and I just wanted to thank you for standing in all of our behalf, for being there, and we'll stay with you through this, and we'll stay with you further through that till your full medical privileges are restored. I think you're owed that.
So God is with us, and God wants this to happen. It'll happen.
Yeah, well, that presidential medal is coming, but I hope not from this president.
Hey, listen, thank you, Red.
Listen, Dr. Bob is here. He might say a few words, too.
Oh, Dr. Bob?
Yeah, my friend. Well, I have a couple of friends on the porch here, and I'll put Dr. Bob on for a second, and he can say a few words on this issue.
Okay, let's do that.
Just a minute.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, Dr. Bob.
Yes, I'm a retired physician. I've been retired 7 years. However, I had a little experience in all of this. I faced medical board problems for a single prescription for recommending marijuana.
Yes.
And I know just what a terrible, terrible ordeal it is and what a terrible effect it can have on how you feel. I faced it more or less alone. I want you to know that there's a lot of us out here who are on your side and behind you.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, that is one thing is that I'm not alone, and I've had tremendous support from Christine, and I've had support from my community in El Dorado. And we actually were involved with the sheriffs in forming the guidelines for the growing. And that's why it's so absurd. You know, they keep saying there wasn't any entrapment. But the sheriffs are the ones who suggested I did it, because when I had breast cancer, the last thing on my mind was starting a business or starting a patient population.
You just wanted to survive.
Yeah, I just wanted to live.
They don't really understand that we're not in it to make money. We're in it to help people.
No, they don't get that at all. But they're trying to accuse me of, you know, doing much more. Actually, even though they sent 7 narcs through and couldn't buy any pot, they're trying to get rid of me.
Hey, Bob, thank you very much, and thank you for standing up, too. As I drove past there today, Molly, I was thinking every legitimate physician in California or in the entire federal district that's covered by the court that you're in ought to be out there with their white coats and their stethoscopes getting your back. Because
yeah, we need to do that. We need to get the doctors involved to break the back of this.
Hey, Red. I got to let you go right now because we're
all right. Next protest, I got a basket of tomatoes for you.
Oh, good,
Christine.
Yes. Grow next to the marijuana, no doubt.
All right.
Thank you, Red. Thank you, Dr. Bob. Molly, can you stay with us a few more minutes?
Sure.
All right, folks. You are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM, Talk City, and Peter B's excellent network. We'll be back.
Came like cinnamon, so sweet. Little girls double dutch on the concrete.
Well, I'm going to the beach where I belong. Where the daisies are green and the sun is shining. Where the nights are long.
Come celebrate 100 years of warm sand, cool surf, and hot rides. The admission-free Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk is open daily. What are you waiting for? Check out beachboardwalk.com for great ride discounts and get to the beach. The boardwalk is open daily.
Well, I walk, and I walk, and they grin, and I twist, and they shimmy, and I shimmy, and they fly, and I fly.
What are you waiting for? The boardwalk is open daily. Come celebrate 100 years of warm sand, cool surf, and hot rides. Check out beachboardwalk.com for great ride discounts. The boardwalk is open daily.
At Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk in the one California
Center. Boardwalk!
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-716-3345. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find foreclosed homes and properties in your area for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call 1-800-716-3345. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-716-3345. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-716-3345. 1-800-716-3345.
I've done a lot. I was an art director. I had an internet website, and then I became a yoga teacher.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
Then I started teaching people cooking, moved to India, taught yoga, taught cooking.
Her Match.com username is LaSerene7, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the all-new Match.com for details.
Hey, Truth Seekers, Mike Malloy here, reminding you to keep listening to 1240 Talk City. It's your local source for everything progressive with great hosts like Stephanie Miller, Ed Schultz, Christine Kraft, and, of course, me, your Truth Seeker in Chief. Get the facts without the jive. Join me, Mike Malloy, every weeknight from 6 to 9 p.m., as well as all the other great programming on Sacramento's only progressive talk station, 1240 Talk City, KSAC.
We are back, everybody. I'm Christine Kraft, and you are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM Talk City. If you want to learn more, say if you're one of Peter B. Collins' regular listeners in Portland or Coos Bay, Oregon, Monterey, or Eureka, here's the website, www.drfry.com, D-R-F-R-Y.com.
No, it's Doc.
Doc. Oh, I'm sorry.
D-O-C.
See, I know better than that, but I just...
That's all right.
www.docfry.com. You can learn more. And Dale Schaefer is here. He is spouse and lawyer. He's the spouse of Dr. Molly Fry. He's also being tried. He's got double whammy defendants.
I sure am.
Yeah. And I've never seen you look so lawyerly as you do today.
Oh, thank you. I clean up well.
You certainly do. Hey, listen. Okay, this is very exciting because we have one of the dismissed jurors who's calling in. Let's go to line one and talk to Liz. Hi, Liz. You're on Talk City with Molly Fry and Dale Schaefer.
Hello, ma'am.
Hi there.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know that when I was the one who the judge asked, you know, did anybody hear about this or
right,
read about it?
Right, you said you were in the other room and you didn't really hear it?
Well, what happened is that he wanted to know if it was a talk show or the news, and I said, well, it was both. But my mother listens to the radio, and I'm, you know, in and out of the room doing different things. So.
That's enough.
Yeah, but you knew it was what it was, and you know, it's a problem is they lie to you, and they try to make you think you've got to be honest with them.
You don't have to be.
And you don't have to be. You could have just said, oh, I've heard of it, but I don't remember much of it.
Well, I don't, because honestly, about the only thing I really know about this case is that going in is that your name, Dr. Fry, that you're involved in medical marijuana, and somehow the federal government got involved, and that's really all I know.
Yeah.
Right, and
you
it's
know, other
too
than
bad
what
you
I learned
got
today
dismissed
in the court.
Because I really would have liked to have you, because I think you would have been an open-minded person to hear what had actually happened.
Oh, she would have voted to acquit. Look, let me just, Liz, and then, of course, the judge tells you and the prosecutors tell you that you must obey the judge and all that stuff.
And that's
they do that in Superior Court,
he was really
too.
Intimidating,
yeah.
Wasn't he?
Well, Liz, I think you were kicked by the prosecutor, if I remember right.
Yeah, and they were
for
really
cause.
Intimidating you, telling you that...
No, they used one of their peremptory challenges to get rid of her.
I didn't know that, because they had to sit outside.
Oh,
but
yes.
One of the things that the defense, Tony Sarah, asked about, if it, because one woman mentioned, and she was dismissed as well, about a, he mentioned something about a policy, she mentioned something about a policy in San Diego that would have legalized or marijuana or at least made it medicinal.
And it is.
Well,
it's
but
all
that was,
over
right.
California.
That was the statewide proposition 215.
Right, but
that
in 19, if that, that, but I mentioned, well, there was an initiative. He asked if anybody heard of it. And I mentioned, well, there was an initiative in 1996 for medicinal marijuana.
I know. And Tony Sarah was going, yeah, you're right, Liz, and it passed.
She's gone.
Correct. However, the fact is, what I found interesting is he asked, doesn't anybody else on the jury vote? And the whole point is that you draw jurors who are registered voters.
Yeah.
And my opinion is that some of the other people said no, they voted no on it. But my opinion is that some of these other people just sat there like lumps. And how do you know you're getting an impartial juror?
Well,
if they're not being forthright.
Being honest with us about those particular questions,
We're
Liz.
Praying that they're on our side and they were just being quiet.
You know what somebody said to me many years ago when I was anchoring the news in Kansas City and things got a little dicey and I ended up in federal court, and they said, when the going gets tough, the tough play dumb.
Yeah.
So sometimes you have to do that. So, Liz, I'm sure that you're going to be following this trial. And by the way, I want you to know, this is unusual. We plan to have Dale and Molly on and Tony Sarah, hopefully, and other
tomorrow,
counsel.
Tomorrow, I think.
Good. At the end of each broadcast day of my show, which would be, you know, like a quarter of six or so. But they finished early today, so we brought them on. And I'm delighted to do that. But I'm sure you're going to be following this, and you can follow it right here on Talk City. Mm-hmm. And we want you to pay attention.
Let's hope justice is done.
Yeah.
Because I am innocent. All I did was try to help people.
That's right.
And, you know, they can do all they want and stomp their feet. This is the United States of California. And I don't care. They think I'm in federal land. I'm not.
I actually talked to one of the jurors who was actually not even part of the panel.
The mix, yeah.
She didn't even make it to that. And she talked to me afterwards, and I thought, you know, after listening to what they said in court, it comes down to this may be some kind of test case where it's an issue between states' rights and the federal government.
Exactly. That's what it is. Let's hope more than one of you got that.
Now, of course, I'm sure the juror that had the shirt with the marijuana leaves on, that person probably got kicked off. Do you think?
They didn't have anybody like that on there.
No.
However, one of the things that I'd like to mention here is that I am not in support of recreational drug use.
Neither am I.
I am not, but I have no problem with people taking medicinal marijuana for treatment of cancer or AIDS.
And you would want that option for yourself and your own family members.
And migraine headaches and so many other things. That's the thing, is that recreational abuse is one thing, and I'm totally against that. But we don't even know the research to know what marijuana can do because the government's put such a kibosh on it.
Well, Christine, I don't know whether I would want miracle marijuana for myself. I do not drink. And I do not smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And if it were an issue, if God forbid I would, you know, come down with any kind of terminal illness where I would need to have some kind of pain management, I don't know if I would want that for myself. But
you wouldn't deprive it of others.
I don't think other people should be denied that if it helps them, because my great-grandmother died in the 1950s of cancer. And at the pain medication at that time made her so sick that she couldn't even take it. It made her as sick as her illness. And so she just suffered.
And if you could have done something to alleviate her suffering, you certainly would have, and you ought to be able to have that option, whether it's for you or for her. The option ought to be there on a case-by-case basis. You ought to be able to feel free to make that discovery and see if it applies to you.
And that's the real
question.
That's
why I voted for the initiative, and that's the only reason why, is that people, if it's been proven to help, and if it's in a controlled environment and not subject to abuse, then that's why over 70% of the voters voted for that initiative.
Well, you've got to know, Liz, that everyone who answered positively about Prop 215 was kicked off the jury. Most of them got kicked off for
just
cause.
Knowing about it, right?
Yes.
Just knowing about it.
Well, because they were honest. And one lady broke down in tears and said, you know, somebody in her family had died of cancer, and she used medical marijuana. And she was in tears about it, which is the feeling that we all have when
you
deal with somebody.
But that's going to throw you off the jury. You've got to get at least one juror on there who's going to play real dumb and just vote not guilty, even if in the technical sense it's a violation of the federal law. You've got to say, this law sucks. We want our federal government doing important things and valuable things for our community, for our country. And this is absolute abject nonsense. Okay, tomorrow, Molly Fry, Dale Schaefer, we'll see you a little bit later in the day.
Okay.
You've got opening statements tomorrow in federal district court here in Sacramento. Once again, the website, www.docfry.com.
And
check
thanks
it
so
out.
Much.
Thank you very much.
All right, folks. Bye. You are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC, 1240 AM Talk City. When we come back, my special feature on this program, another one, it's called Ask a Muslim. Stay with us.
However small, first step is hardest of all. Once you get your gate, you will.
Yeah. dedicated to the proposition that fun, learning, and personal growth go together perfectly, Thinker Toys, with two beautiful stores on the Monterey Peninsula, has an incredible selection of fun and educational toys, games, books, and art supplies for infants to teens. For nearly 40 years, Thinker Toys owner Mark Phillips and his experienced staff have been serving the parents and children of the Central Coast. They can help you choose the perfect gift for the special child in your life. Join Thinker Toys' three generations of satisfied customers, and you'll see why Thinker Toys is the most fun place to shop on the Monterey Peninsula. Open every day. Thinker Toys is at the corner of San Carlos and 7th in Carmel by the Sea, and next to Starbucks in the Del Monte Center in Monterey. You can also order by phone, 831-624-0441. That's 624-0441. Or browse at thinkertoys.com.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Rush hour in Minneapolis. A highway bridge over the Mississippi River, packed with traffic, suddenly collapses. There are vehicles in the water, some on fire, and injuries are reported. Bryce tells CBS radio station WCCO that he was approaching the bridge when it happened.
Complete stop-and-go traffic, and, you know, just bored, staring straight ahead, and I saw the green signs start to go down, and I didn't know if it was just the sign falling, but then the road itself actually started coming up, and I saw cars fly into the air about a foot at least.
WCCO's Adam Carter is there.
This is just a devastating scene. So many people are now rushing towards the scene to see for themselves, and the look of shock when they finally witness this scene is something to behold.
Sections of the Interstate 35W bridge came down in both directions. Tons of concrete came down as well. Survivors have been pulled from the water and carried onto the riverbank. It's a first for the Detroit automakers, and one they're surely not happy about. For the first time in July, sales at GM, Ford, and Chrysler accounted for less than 50% of the U.S. market.
They have been cutting back on production. When you cut back on production, you're inevitably going to lose market share.
Alex Rostin of EdmondsAutoObserver.com says the big three are poised to recover, but foreign automakers, notably the Japanese, have a price advantage because they're not burdened with health care costs the way U.S. automakers are. A landmark vote by the Senate Health Committee today, it cleared a bill that would allow the government to regulate tobacco products like drugs.
After the 13-8 vote, the chairman, Ted Kennedy.
This legislation, when it's implemented, will help prevent a whole generation of children from addiction to cigarettes and death as a result of smoking.
The full Senate is likely to approve this bill, but the House, not certain, though America's biggest cigarette company, Philip Morris, supports the bill. Some said that's because it got permission to market clove cigarettes, but that clove clause was removed from the bill before it passed the committee. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
Voting mostly along party lines, the House has approved an expansion of SHIP, the program that subsidizes health insurance for children of the working poor. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports.
It's become a nasty partisan fight, but with a huge amount at stake. Health care for millions of poor children that will end in September if the program is not renewed. Democrats say their House bill would cover 5 million more kids by raising cigarette taxes, and the Senate's considering a similar, though slightly smaller, increase. Republicans say this is too much government health care, and President Bush threatens a veto.
Another case of tainted products from China. Fisher-Price is recalling nearly a million toys for preschoolers because their paint contains excessive amounts of lead. The toys include Big Bird, Elmo, Dora the Explorer, and Diego. They were purchased from a Chinese vendor and have been sold in this country since May. The market had a good day. The Dow up 150 points to close at 13,362. This is CBS News.
Reason number 13 to switch to Geico. Everybody else is doing it. Now we know that logic never won an argument with your mom, especially when you were lobbying for that BB gun. You could put an eye out or something. But when it comes to car insurance, joining the crowd could be a good thing. Last year, more than 3 million drivers switched to Geico for savings, round-the-clock service, and the latest in online technology. Yep, millions switched, and nobody put a single eye out.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
What if you could buy peace of mind? Well, you can with Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. Everyone must pass a 115-point inspection, and it's all backed by our 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage. That's peace of mind. Now get 3.9% APR on select Ford or Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. That's just 3.9%. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. Offer ends 9/30/07. See dealer for limited warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick reports counterfeit video games were the reason for raids by federal customs agents on 70 locations.
They were looking for devices and software that allow users to play pirated video or computer games.
Both the counterfeit games, games on the internet that people can download without paying for them.
They raided locations from Hawaii to the East Coast.
This type of crime costs the electronics industry billions of dollars.
Mark Raimondi of Immigration and Customs Enforcement says the technology is being smuggled in from overseas.
What we're seeking to do with this investigation is to target the main smugglers and distributors.
To help keep up with the technology behind this piracy, customs officials have enlisted the help of the industry. Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
Again, a highway bridge over the Mississippi River in Minneapolis has collapsed. There are reports of injuries. We don't know if there have been any deaths, but many vehicles are in the water. Some people are stranded on sections of the bridge still standing. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Love me when I turn six.
Of course I will love you when you're six.
Will you love me when I'm 10?
Of course I will love you when you're 10.
They'll always be your baby, which is why we've introduced the sedan rated the safest full-size car in America, the all-new 2008 Ford Taurus.
When I'm 15?
And while you can't engineer a mother's love, you can engineer safety. Taurus offers six standard airbags and features patented space architecture, which directs crash energy away from you. Plus, Taurus received 5-star crash test safety ratings for front and side impacts and is an IIHS top safety pick.
Will you love me when I'm as old as you?
I will love you forever.
The all-new Ford Taurus. Ford. Bold moves. Visit your Ford dealer or go to FordVehicles.com.
Based on an HTSA 5-star frontal and side crash test rating and IIHS top safety pick with optional electronic stability control. Class is standard 5-passenger large cars.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Christine Kraft, and you are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM Talk City. Additionally, we have Peter B. Collins' excellent network of radio stations, both in California and Oregon. We're talking to folks in Eureka and Monterey and Coos Bay, Oregon, and Portland as well. And a regular segment on my show here in Sacramento is called Ask a Muslim. And I have an actual, real, genuine, bona fide Muslim sitting next to me, Bassem Alkar. He's the executive director of the Sacramento Valley chapter of CARE. That is the Council on American Islamic Relations. That has chapters, 32 offices and chapters nationwide and in Canada. What do they do? Well, they enhance understanding of Islam, encourage dialogue, protect civil liberties, empower American Muslims, and build coalitions that promote justice and mutual understanding. And Bassem is very, very well known here in Sacramento. Really, you've really gotten yourself very involved in things in Sacramento, all kinds of things, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Say hi.
Hello.
Hello. And so we always tell people if you want to email a question for Ask a Muslim, you can do that. Because Americans, we don't know anything about Muslims, right? We have sort of this one characterization. They're all jihadis. They all want to just kill all of us. They hate us for our freedoms and liberties. That's nonsense. That's hooey. And I'm looking at all of these things that you've done, Bassem, in your life. Civil rights, that's the big issue for you, isn't it? Defending civil rights of all people. You've been honored by the Lieutenant Governor of California. The Sacramento Bee named you devout and dynamic in an in-depth profile of yourself. And you're involved in civil rights issues that occur for the interfaith community, people getting together and urging law enforcement to do the right thing in some situations. You graduated from the University of California at Berkeley with a B.S., no pun intended, in political science. And you're married and you live here in Sacramento. And I understand you're very casual today in your attire. You know, what we do. I understand you're waiting for new furniture from, what, Office Depot to be delivered to the new offices of CARE. And I thought, what are they? He's a Muslim. What do they need furniture for? Don't they just sit on the rug, huh?
Yeah, we sit on the rug.
So do Did the furniture ever arrive, by the way?
No. It was supposed to arrive yesterday, but they said tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Yes. Between 8 and 5. Yes. They'll get you there. Well, hopefully you will get that. Anyway, our phone numbers, there are two of them. Locally, 766-1240 if you have a question to ask a Muslim. You can ask him. He'll take any question. It can be a hostile question. It can be a friendly question. It can be a nonsensical. Last week it was, do Muslims use toothbrushes? Remember, we talked about that, and he talked about inventing the toothbrush or types of toothbrushes. So it's serious or kind of peripherally, you know, funny, whatever. It doesn't matter. He will take any and all questions. And if you are listening to us on Peter B's network, the toll-free number is 877-766-1240. That's 877-766-1240. I want to talk to you, first of all, about this story that I've seen on Fox News is doing a lot of coverage, quote-unquote, of this thing. This is out of New York, a 23-year-old man arrested last Friday, hate crime charges, after he threw a Quran in a toilet at Pace University on two separate occasions. I guess the first time he wasn't fully satisfied, he needed to do it again. And American Christians would be outraged if someone were throwing Bibles in toilets, right? I mean, it would be outrageous. Or any holy book of any particular faith. This gentleman's name, and I use the term loosely, Stanislav Shmulevich, he's of Brooklyn, arrested on charges of criminal mischief and aggravated harassment, both hate crimes, unclear whether he's a student at the school or not. The Islamic holy book was found in a toilet at Pace's Lower Manhattan campus by a teacher. A student discovered another book. Muslim activists have called on Pace University to crack down on hate crimes after the incidents. As a result, the university said it would offer sensitivity training to its students. Apparently, I mean, I don't know who this guy is, but he has a thing for the Quran. And what has that meant for CARE and for you locally?
Awesome. You know, Christine, there's a difference. If he did this in his private setting, mm-hmm. and that's not an issue, but attacking a religious text at a university creates a hostile learning environment for the Muslim students there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if someone burns a cross in their own backyard, it's different than burning it in the front yard of an African-American family.
Right.
And so this is kind of a similar situation here. And Muslim students have reported over 5 hate incidents since last October. And some Muslim students have contacted CARE and said they're leaving the university because they don't feel safe at this university.
Has the university done enough yet, do you think, or are they just kind of holding back, perhaps?
You know, I don't know. I don't know the details, but CARE New York is working closely with the university and law enforcement in this case.
Well, in some of the stuff I saw on the Fox Network, for example, and on Bill O'Reilly's show, they had a couple of guests on. One of them is a woman who was a talk show host in San Francisco, Melanie Morgan, who was just outraged that there'd be any kind of charges against this young man. I mean, so what if he? Well, you know, it's disrespectful, but there shouldn't be charges. When are we? And she attacked CARE. She said CARE is insignificant. It doesn't represent anybody. Why do we always listen to what CARE has to say? What do they know? Tell me about who CARE represents in this nation.
CARE represents the mainstream Muslim community throughout the USA and Canada. You know, we have 33 offices in many major cities and in Canada, and our national office is actually a block away from the nation's capital. And so we're there for our community and for other communities. And unfortunately, there are many out there that continue to attack CARE and other civil rights organizations. Just like previous civil rights organizations, NAACP, civil rights leaders were always attacked.
Infiltrated. And don't you feel there's probably somebody in CARE, probably more than one or two, who are infiltrators who are just trying to see what you crazy Muslims are doing behind the scenes?
You know, even if there was, it wouldn't really matter. I mean, CARE is an open book. Everyone, the community at large watches closely what CARE does. We publish annual reports. All our work is out on our website. People can go to care.com and see exactly what we do. And it's sad, a lot of the hate comes from these right-wing websites, extremist websites. And whenever I talk to someone that calls our office that's just angry and wants, you know, and hates Muslims, I said, have you ever been to our website? It's like, no. It's like, why don't you start off there? Why don't you start going to our website first, see what we do, then you can call us
and then
back.
Then call
and
back
us.
And we'll have this discussion again. And so maybe they do because you have a kind of engaging way about you. You don't say, oh, how dare you. You engage them in a conversation about things. You sort of challenge them to take the next step, to learn something about what they're attacking.
Some of them are just angry, and some of them really just want to know what's going on. And some of them I don't blame. They see all these images on CNN, on Fox News, of these crazy Muslims burning American flags and effigies of George Bush. And you know, they feel that they want to kill everyone in the West, but they don't realize many Westerners are Muslims.
And so
we try to build this bridge of understanding, and actually a lot of these folks that call us that are angry, I say, you know, at the end of the call, I'm like, yeah, I agree with it. I agreed with almost everything you said, you know? And so they're just kind of shocked that here's a Muslim agreeing with what's happening overseas.
A reasonable person who suggests to them that they read a little bit, learn a bit, and then call back and then continue to engage in that conversation.
You know, look, I mean, most Muslims are reasonable folks. You know, if you go to the city of Cairo and you have 200 people holding a rally and burning effigies, that's 200 out of 24, I think it's now 23 or 24 million during the day in Cairo.
But that image will get shown again and again and again and again on major media as exemplifying what a Muslim sentiment is. And they'll say, well, everybody thinks that way. They sort of imply that.
Because that's the image, unfortunately, set up in the media. And if you look at Edward Said's book covering Islam, you have a guy who looks like a Taliban fighter. And the camera guys tell him how to pose with his gun. And so, unfortunately, that's the image of Islam in the West.
And that's what you're fighting day in and day out, is to get people to have a sort of broader view and to really learn something and to understand something about Muslims in America, which there are. How many Muslims are there in America, do we know?
6 to 8 million.
Yeah, that's a sizable population, yes. And we have nothing to fear from them, I would suggest.
And folks that, unfortunately, don't like Muslims are trying to say, no, there's only 2 million of them. I think so.
I think there's a few more. Let's take a call. 766-1240 here in Sacramento. And if you're out of town, 877-766-1240. Ask a Muslim. Anything you want to ask, this Muslim will be glad to answer. Let's talk to Steve in Folsom on line one. Hey, Steve, you're on Talk City.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you. Mine is, I just like to say something briefly. It's not so much a question as I would like to apologize on behalf of there are many Americans who do not agree with the Glenn Becks and with the Bill O'Reillys and with the fomenting of religious hatred. And I would like to apologize, yes, first of all, for the racism and religious hatred that is being perpetrated by the media very blatantly. And I guess if I have a question, it has to do with the mixing of religion and politics seems to be what's really at fault here, not just mixing one particular religion, although it seems to be Muslims tend to be politicized. I mean, it's true in Judaism as well. Zionism claims to have links to Judaism, but the Jewish religion does not claim to be Zionist. And I think there's a similar, so my question would be, how can religion and politics be separated, if it can be, to prevent this kind of politicizing of hatred? I'm not sure that's a very good question, but maybe
I think it's a fine question. Of course, I'm not going to be the one who answers it. Boston's going to answer it. He has 1 minute starting now.
First of all, Steve, there's no need to apologize for what CNN.
Not your fault.
It's not your fault.
Yeah.
It really depends how politics and religion are mixed. You know, if it's out of compassion, out of mercy, that folks are trying to affect policy in a positive way, then there's no problem with that. The problem is when folks mix religion and politics, that goes against religion. They advocate for policy changes that are not based on compassion and mercy. And so that's, you know, and then also when religion gets politicized, that's the problem. It's not when you mix the two. It's when religion gets politicized, when folks use religion to try to try to change policy in their own favor. That would be my concern.
You know what I'm struck by? When he mentions Glenn Beck and Bill O'Reilly, there are really no voices on mainstream American television or mainstream American media who have a more embracing and inquisitive mind about Islam. I mean, I don't see any commentators on mainstream television that are more open-minded. And that, I want you to hold the thought, because we need to take one of our breaks. When we come back, we're going to talk to Libby Scholes. She's a very interesting person here in Sacramento who promotes understanding between people of different faiths. We will talk to her after this. You're listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC, 1240 AM Talk City, and Peter B. Collins' excellent network right here. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
The last time you got a second chance to save thousands of dollars. If the IRS or state says you now owe at least $15,000 in back taxes, listen to this. Right now, if you qualify,
American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of the taxes you owe. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans have called American Tax Relief for the help. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans have called American Tax Relief for the help they need. Look, your tax problem is not going to go away on its own. In fact, it's only going to get worse unless you get help. Call 1-800-449-1416. American Tax Relief can help you save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-449-1416. Your call is confidential and there's no obligation. Call American Tax Relief right now. 1-800-449-1416.
Well, I'm going to the beach where I belong. Where the days are warm.
Come celebrate 100 years of warm sand, cool surf, and hot rides. The admission-free Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk is open daily. What are you waiting for? Check out beachboardwalk.com for great ride discounts and get to the beach. The boardwalk is open daily.
Well, they walk, and I walk, and they twist, and I twist, and they shimmy, and I shimmy, and they fly, and I fly.
What are you waiting for? The boardwalk is open daily. Come celebrate 100 years of warm sand, cool surf, and hot rides. Check out beachboardwalk.com for great ride discounts. The boardwalk is open daily.
At Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk in the
Warren,
California.
Boardwalk!
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-441-9901. Again, that's 1-800-441-9901. 1-800-441-9901.
Glad Force Flex trash bags are designed to stretch so you can stuff more in. And to demonstrate, into the bag I'm going to stuff a shadow boxer. Ooh, nice form. The musicians from the Vice County Renaissance Fair. Good to see you guys again. And finally, there's still room for the fog from a summer's morning on San Francisco Bay. Ah, flutes give me goosebumps. Glad Force Flex trash bags. For stretchable strength, get Glad.
Hi, it's Sam Cedar. Hey, you may not be able to hear me on Monday. You may not be able to hear me on Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday or any day during the week, but they cannot shut me up on Sunday. That's right, Cedar on Sundays. I take on the week's news, and I take on those losers who are taking on the week's news.
That's Cedar on Sundays, 1 to 4 p.m. on 1240 Talk City KSAC.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Christine Kraft. You are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station. And if you're in Portland, Oregon, you're going, why am I listening to Sacramento's top progressive station? That's because I'm filling in for Peter B. Collins, who was on a much-needed sabbatical and well-deserved sabbatical until I think he comes back August 13th. So we'll be looking forward to that. I'll be with you until then. Right now, I'm delighted to see this is my Ask a Muslim segment with Bassem El Kara. And on our live line is Libby Scholes, who is with the California Council of Churches. Hi, Libby. How are you? Now you're talking to Portland, Oregon, and Monterey, and
wow,
all over the place. Isn't that cool?
Well, it's a real honor to be interstate now. That's really quite something. But
yeah.
Hi, Christine, and hi, Blossom. It's so good to hear you.
Hello, Libby.
So I just was very touched by the previous caller.
Yeah.
I think that there are very many good-hearted people throughout the United States, but particularly in Sacramento, where we've all come together, and Blossom has been constantly one of the catalysts for bringing many diverse groups together. I can't say enough about what he's taught me, and I'm a lot older than he is,
he's
and I'm still learning a lot from him.
Yeah, he's taught me stuff, too, and talking to me about, because, you know, I'm caring for a 91-year-old who's getting very difficult right now, my father.
Right.
And I've learned some things, looking at the Islamic view of parents and kindness and compassion and all of those things. It's really
absolutely
helped me. Many times I'm ready to blow my stack, I kind of go, try to think of these things, and it's helped
That's
a
right.
lot.
And I think it's just, there's a huge tragedy in the world that right now the fundamentalist voices of every religion are the things that are being heard, when the vast majority of us are people who like one another, come together, share our differences, respect our own traditions, but learn from all the others and see the commonality. I've learned so much since my early association with CARE, and that includes the wonderful folks down in Anaheim in the Southern California office. I've become great and dear friends with one of the women down there who gave me a Quran when I went to visit her that I treasure. And I've just learned enormously about those of us particularly who are in the tent of Abraham, Hagar, and Sarah. We are one people. We have a common root. We have many common beliefs. There's not a great deal of divergence among us. And it just is horrifying to me to see people who think that Islam is some wacky,
threat.
Far-out thing.
Or
when
some,
it isn't.
Some sort of threat. Or that most Christians aren't aware, and I guess there's no one telling them this, or not enough of a voice that's being heard widely
right.
enough, which is one of the reasons I'm doing this program.
We are all grateful.
Yeah, and well, thank you. But, you know, that they think, oh, well, you know, those Muslims, they don't believe in Jesus Christ. And they don't realize that Muhammad thought of Jesus Christ as a, in other words, he's thought of as a great prophet, right, Bob?
Absolutely.
And the Messiah.
And the Messiah.
Yeah. And that is one of the things that shocked me. When years ago, I had a friend whose husband was from Iran, and she had been to Iran many times. And told me all of this, and it was just a huge eye-opening experience for me. And then to come here and have Basim and the other Muslims in this community, you could not ask for kinder, more open-hearted, open-handed people. I was down in Los Angeles about 2.5 years ago at a women's iftar, which is the breaking of the fast during Ramadan, which not only was the best meal I have ever eaten in my life.
When you're really hungry.
I dream about it.
Yeah.
But it was one of the most generous events. It was an expression of three different Abrahamic traditions, Jewish, Christian, and Muslim, hosted in the Southern California Muslim Center and Islamic Center. And there were women there who were total strangers who were offering me a place to sleep, because they didn't think I should be alone. And that kindness, that generosity, that open-handedness to a total stranger was something I've never experienced from any other quarter. And it's the same open welcome that I get every time I go to the CARE office or we do any events. There is always this generosity of heart and spirit that cannot be surpassed.
And Libby, here's the strange thing. It's like I've had all these inquiries from media sources all over the country. Oh, you're actually doing a segment called Ask a Muslim? Oh, that's really daring. I thought, what? This shouldn't be. This should be everywhere in the country, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Different hosts and different
Absolutely.
TV people. This should be let's educate Americans. Let's get Americans to learn about, or Christians to learn, not Americans, because there are lots of Muslim Americans. What did you say, 6-8 million, probably? So, but get people to understand what it is we're talking about. It seems to me that would be far better for this very troubled world than just making them the other, hating anything that is Muslim, and just characterizing millions and millions of people improperly. It's actually a much better way to go. Thank you so much, Libby.
Great to talk to you. Great to
to hear from you. I hope your office furniture arrives prompt.
Well, you know, he's a Muslim. He needs a couple rugs.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Do you need desks? Okay.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thanks, Libby. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk to more of you. And if you are listening to us on Peter B. Collins' Excellent Network, here's the phone number. If you have Ask a Muslim, ask him anything. He will answer. He will. The phone number is 877, toll-free, 877-766-1240, 877-766-1240. I'm Christine Kraft. We'll be back with Ask a Muslim.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Hi, I'm Patty Ross, Realtor. What pops into your mind when you hear the word real estate? Security? Investment? White picket fences? Did you know that real estate is the single most sought-after asset on the planet? More people have accumulated wealth through real estate than by any other means. So whether you own property and want to cash in your equity, or simply want to take advantage of buying in this changing market, you need a qualified agent who understands market conditions and will listen to your needs. From Santa Cruz to Salinas, from Carmel to Big Sur, call me, Patty Ross, for a free consultation. I'm hardworking, experienced, and I care about you. Hey, forget the rest, get the best. Call me, Patty Ross. My heart's in it.
Contact Patty Ross at Keller Williams Realty in Carmel at 622-6235. That's 622-6235, or visit her website, pattyrosscarmel.com.
Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand Avenue is your one stop on the Monterey Peninsula for fine wines, liquors, and beers at very reasonable prices. Let PG Liquors knowledgeable owner J.R. Medina and his son-in-law Chad help you choose the ideal Monterey regional or imported wine for any occasion, from an intimate dinner with that special someone to a formal affair with dozens or even hundreds of guests. If you're looking for distilled spirits, PG Liquors specializes in the finest blue agave tequilas, single malt and blended scotches, and top-shelf vodkas, including Northern California's own Hangar One. Beer lovers from Carmel to Marina, beat a path to PG Liquors, which boasts hundreds of handcrafted ales, lagers, stouts, porters, as well as all the big names. Make Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand, just above Lighthouse, the outlet for all of your beverage needs.
PG Liquors reminds you to always drink responsibly.
Miguel Sarmiento, owner and chef of the Mexicali Grill in New Monterey, cordially invites you to visit his restaurant and enjoy quality Mexican food prepared with California seasonings and sauces, all with personalized, attentive service. Miguel has more than 14 years of experience preparing Italian, Hawaiian, Mexican, French, and American dishes in restaurants throughout Monterey County. Looking to savor the best Mexicali cuisine served with great margaritas or fine imported or domestic beers? Visit the Mexicali Grill today, located at 204 Lighthouse Avenue at the corner of Reeside Avenue in New Monterey. The Mexicali Grill is open daily for lunch from 11 to 3 and for dinner from 5 to 9. For takeout orders, call 375-9801. That's 375-9801. Miguel has a message for all Central Coast residents who appreciate delicious, high-quality Mexican food at reasonable prices.
Todos son bienvenidos en el Mexicali Grill. Try us. You'll like us a lot.
The healthcare system is broken. That doesn't mean you have to be. Capitola Physical Therapy helps you return to the level of function you need with skilled personal attention. Whether it's golf, tennis, walking, or simply getting out of bed and maintaining your balance, Capitola Physical Therapy understands, cares, and knows how to help. Call Capitola Physical Therapy at 475-1200. That's 475-1200.
Tired of commuting an hour or more every day so you can make money for somebody else? Would you like to build a successful home-based business? Let Tanya Simmons show you how. Attend the CyberWise Opportunity Rally on Saturday, August 25th at 1:30 p.m. The CyberWise Opportunity Rally will be held at the Valley Center Bowl in Salinas. Call John Gaines at 831-229-2546 to reserve your place at the CyberWise Opportunity Rally. Call John Gaines now at 229-2546. That number again is 229-2546.
And I do too. I'm Christine Kraft. And you You are back, and we are back. You're listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC, 1240 AM Talk City, and all of Peter B's excellent network of stations in Eureka, Monterey, Coos Bay, Oregon, and Portland as well. My regular segment on my show, the Christine Kraft Show, right here in Sacramento, is Ask a Muslim. Every Wednesday at 5 o'clock, we drag Bassem Alkara in here. Actually, you enjoy it, don't you? Isn't this kind of fun for you?
It's fun.
Is it fun?
It's very fun.
Say it's fun.
It's my time of the week where I can relax, come hang out with Christine and Jason, and just relax.
Yeah,
and take any
questions. You never know what's gonna be out there, right? Yeah. We don't know what Frank's going to say. Frank's on line one. Oh, and before, Frank, thanks for calling. Before we get to you, let me just say again, if you're in Sacramento area, 766-1240 is the phone number. If you are out of town, the toll-free number for anybody in any of Peter B's audience, 877-766-1240. That's toll-free, 877-766-1240. Anything you want to ask a Muslim, Wednesdays on this program is your opportunity. Hi, Frank. You're on the radio. How are you?
Hi, Christine.
Hey.
Well, it's been 17 years, I think, since I talked to you last. And
really?
I did want to mention that I still keep somewhere in the archives a picture of a Christine Kraft with a painted-on bikini on it that you sent.
That's true.
On a former show.
Yes, it's true.
So, anyways,
camouflage. That's right.
Painted on.
Yes, it was.
Anyway.
But it's a very innocent picture. I mean, come on, what does it show? A back. I'm a swimmer, so, you know.
Well, you know, the thing is, I actually asked for the unpainted-on version, but
you didn't get it, nor are you going to. So there, mister.
Well, I appreciate the Ask a Muslim show. This is really great. I had a friend in college who was a Muslim, and to say that he was a practicing Muslim would have been a far, far stretch. But, you know, I did want to say that I feel like I'm relatively well-read. I do watch both ends of the spectrum because most of the time that's really what you hear or watch and read. But, you know, I just wanted to ask that it seems that in the world of Islam that the more popular view with the masses, if you will, is the more radical view, that the leaders whose voice that you hear most often in Lebanon and Palestine in the Gulf states are those leaders who really hold a very negative view of Israel and the West, and that it's not often in print, on the radio, or on television that you hear moderate Muslim voices talking about peace and really denouncing, if you will, some of the more hateful and terrible things that are talked about on the more radical side. So, I mean, do you feel that that's just one-sided reporting, or do you feel that it's the more popular view among the majority of Muslims?
In other words, you're saying the most popular view among Muslims worldwide is sort of the jihadist view.
Well, not necessarily jihadist, but, you know, more negative towards the West and in their views towards our lifestyle and the way that
And I'll let Bassem answer that. Obviously, although I have to say, if I were living in the Palestinian territories and I had a wall around where I live and I couldn't go from one sector to another without being strip searched, I might have a negative attitude towards the people who were oppressing me in that way. Bassem, you answer it, though, because I'm not in that situation.
Frank, there's no denying that the majority in the Muslim world are against many of our policies, the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan, our support for Israel, and for our one-sided support for Israel, and so forth. But to say that this is, the majority are anti-Western and hate our way of life, I mean, if you just travel to any of those countries, and actually in some of those countries, they're more Western than us. If you go to Jordan, you go to parts in, you go to Egypt, you go to Cairo, the way they dress, the way they speak, some of them speak English better than us. Yes, grammar
true.
Is
better grammar
is impeccable. And you, really, if you look at it, it has to do with policy. And if you look at condemning terrorism, the majority of Muslim scholars, all the mainstream Muslim scholars that are well respected throughout the Muslim world, have condemned Al Qaeda and these terrorists. But unfortunately, the media does not want to project or show that image. If you look in just recently, a few months back in Bangladesh, there was a peace rally, over 2 million people praying for peace. It made, I think, the eighth page of the Sacramento Bee, and just in the corner.
Small little item.
CNN didn't cover it. At least Sacramento Bee covered it, but the CNN didn't cover it. Fox News didn't cover it.
And great visual here. 2 million people?
2 million
people.
That's
important.
Even after the Danish cartoons, were published. Folks held also peaceful rallies in Cairo, and 80,000 folks at a soccer game start chanting beautiful things. It's a very peaceful rally. But unfortunately, what does the media cover? They cover 200 people burning American flags and effigies of the Pope, or, you know. And
that's
so,
all you see.
But that's the image, unfortunately, that's shown in the media. They don't show the other side. And if you go, and many Americans travel to that part of the world, and when you interact with Muslims from overseas, they say, look, we have nothing against Americans. We like Americans, but we're just against the policies of your government. And let people there know. When I travel there, they always say, let your fellow Americans know that. We have nothing against Americans, but we don't like their government's policies.
We don't like our government's policies either, by golly. More and more Americans are starting to feel that way, too. So we have a lot more in common with Muslims we don't know than we may realize.
And then the extremists don't just only hate Jews and Christians, they also hate Muslims. And if you see it in Iraq, they're killing more Muslims than anyone else.
Yeah.
And so extremism and terrorism is actually a bigger threat to the Muslim community than anyone else, because they're suffering the most from terrorism.
Thank you, Frank. All right. Our phone number, 766-1240, locally, 877, toll-free, 766-1240. Ask a Muslim. Let's talk to Barbara on line two. Hi, Barbara. You're on Talk City.
Hi, Christine.
Hey there.
I'm very interested in your topic. I love listening to this segment. Welcome to your guest. I'm almost 70 years old, and I'm a working mother with a large family, but I always had to work, and I had to deal with the corporate environment. And I worked in San Francisco for years in what was once considered a man's profession.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to fight to get equality, and like you did, Christy.
Right.
And I'm concerned about the dress and the women's role in the Muslim countries.
This is a frequent question that we get on this program.
Yes, that really bothers me, because I do not want us to go backward in this country.
So you're saying, but what if it's, you know, Muslim women in this country sort of have the choice. I mean, no one is forcing them to wear a headscarf, whatever. Many of them choose not to. Many of them choose to do that. If it's a question of choice, why should that be an issue?
Well, that's what I need to think about.
Okay. All right.
You know, I just don't want it to become a prevalent thing. I don't want to even see it. I just bothers me.
So if you see a woman with a headscarf, you think it is a woman who is being subjugated to a male role.
Exactly.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't know why I feel that way, because, after all, I grew up in the Catholic Church, and the women wear
the
veil.
That's right.
Yes.
Well,
we respected that tradition, and they didn't seem to bother us, and we knew how well-educated those women were.
Okay.
But
well,
this new stuff is a concern.
All right.
You know, Barbara, it's not new stuff. I mean, Muslim women are following the tradition of Mary. And so if you look in, you go to San Francisco right now, you find female Muslim attorneys wearing their veil, you know, working at these big firms, right here at Intel, you find many Muslim females working there. And so they choose to wear it, and we should respect that. And we should respect anyone practicing their faith. And that's what makes America so beautiful, is that people fled Europe, fled religious persecution, to come here to practice their faith. And that's why many Muslims fled their countries, fled oppression, and came to the West, came to enjoy this freedom. And we do. And so, but there's a difference between folks wearing it because they're forced to wear it, and that's because of culture. And that's
right.
Because of culture. And it's interesting, in America, I know so many Muslim females that their parents won't let them wear it. They actually sneak out of the house to wear it. So they're choosing. So it's different than what's happening in some parts of overseas, where folks are forced to wear it because of cultural reasons. Here, folks are choosing to wear it because they choose to do it for their personal, spiritual, religious growth.
Point of modesty,
and we should respect,
right?
And we should respect that.
Are you still there, Barbara?
About it. And this is a nice time. Nice to be able to have the opportunity to discuss it.
Thanks, Barbara.
Absolutely, Barbara. You keep listening. And once again, Basma, this always happens with many of our questions. It is the sort of confused view of many, and I understand why, this difference between, or this intersection of culture and religion, and also of politics and religion, how these things interrelate. It's a very complicated kind of scenario here. It's not just very simple, well, it's religion, and you're forced to do it, and you're a second-class citizen. Muslim women, I mean, all kinds of university professors, physicians, researchers, judges, lawyers, every profession you can think of held by Muslim women all over the world.
You know, in some parts of the Muslim world, they tend to be more conservative than others. And some of this predates Islam.
Yeah.
It goes back to the pre-Islamic ways, their pre-Islamic cultures. And then so it's very difficult to change that in some societies. For example, in Afghanistan, we said, we're going to liberate the women from the burqa. They're still wearing it. They're still wearing it. The Taliban are not there. They're not in Kabul. But folks are, the women there are still wearing it. It's part of their culture, part of their traditions. It goes way back.
And if you're a little overweight, you see it hides all the figure flaws. There's a really good, oh well.
Yeah, but actually some parts of the most, I know actually in West Africa, overweight women are respected even
yes,
more.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. This is wonderful thing, you see. All right, you have a question for Bassem El-Khara. The phone number locally, 766-1240, or toll-free from anywhere, 877-766-1240, 877-766-1240. Who is it, Jason? Linda? Let's talk to Linda in Santa Cruz. Hey, Linda, you're on Talk City. Ask a Muslim. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
I used to work with you, Christine, about 20 years ago at a local television station here in Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz.
You mean KSBW?
That's the one.
That's where I started my career in television news. I was the weather girl.
Yes, you were.
How are you, Linda?
I am doing just fine, and it's so good to hear you.
Well, it's so good to realize
that. I'm so glad you have your own show now.
Oh, yes, and it's so much fun to reach down into my old stomping grounds. Thank you so much for calling. Do you have a question for Ask a Muslim?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. Actually, I don't usually listen to the local news. I usually go on to Link TV and listen to the Mosaic News.
And we just have a short time here, unfortunately. So go ahead with your question.
Okay. My question is, and it's kind of simple for me, but might be more involved than it sounds. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a racist kind of person, but we've had Muslims here in America for a very long time. And I'm just wondering if it's because of this administration that all of a sudden it is just brought to more attention and then the racism has come out. And
everybody feeding it,
now is looking into it as terrorists here, terrorists there.
Or even a question, would you want a Muslim to live next door? This is something that, I mean, yeah, sure, of course, if they're nice people, you bet. But let me quickly go to the answer because we have about 30 seconds here. We're up against the clock, Boston. And would you say that it's sort of highlighted because of the current situation with this administration?
Actually, even back in 1991, during the first Persian Gulf War, we saw a backlash against Arabs and Muslims in this country. So it's whenever we go to war with that part of the world, we'll see an increase in hate crimes and incidents against our community.
Yeah,
and this administration has taken to a whole other level.
Because they're always talking about it is a war of ideas. It is Islamofascism. That's what it is.
They hate us because our freedom.
That's right. Thank you so much for the call, Linda. Send me an email, christine@1240talkcity.com. We'll talk about old times. Okay, folks, you are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM Talk City. I'm Christine Kraft, also filling in for Peter B. Collins. In places like Monterey, Eureka, Coos Bay, Oregon, and Portland. Stay tuned. Ask a Muslim. 877-766-1240. Anything you want to ask, this is your chance.
Come on in and you will see the Central Avenue Bakery. Smell the bread, try the scones. Everything so tasty you want to take it all home. Vegetarian is a killer affair. We make our meals in a kosher kitchen. I'll make mine falafel with hummus stew. A side of couscous and a bottle of ganoush, yeah. Open at 7 every day. I'll have a cup of coffee or your morning latte. Come on in and sit right down. It's the friendliest place in town. Central Avenue Bakery. MPG.
For an unforgettable omelet experience, visit the Central Avenue Bakery today.
173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey, PG.
Have you thought about owning more real estate but don't know where to turn? Are you interested in learning how to make good profit buying and selling real estate? Or do you want to learn how to let your tenants pay the mortgage while you enjoy the equity?
If you want to learn the ins and outs of real estate investing, listen to The Real Estate Guys, Sunday nights at 5 on KRXA. You can own more real estate. The Real Estate Guys will show you how. Listen Sunday nights at 5 and on the web at realestateguysradio.com.
Sober Stones, do you have yours yet? Big Sur Jade is now available for you. This rare, beautiful, deep green jade is found in a tiny cove south of Big Sur, used by Native Americans in healing for hundreds of years. Keep one in your pocket to remind you of your commitment to living life present and sober. Go to SoberStones.com, SoberStones.com for your beautiful pocket jade. Touch it, feel it every day. Look at it. Sober Stones.
And a very pleasant good evening to you. Let's take a look at the very latest, starting off with a problem right now. It's in Santa Cruz, Graham Hill Road, right at Crest Drive, a two-car crash report there. In fact, one of the vehicles actually went off the roadway into a tree there, so it looks like paramedics, fire department being summoned to the scene there, along with CHP. Also looking at a Monterey situation, it's an accident on northbound 1 at Mundris. This is a solo vehicle, looks like it spun out, hit the center divide. CHP presently on scene there, and traffic is a little bit backed up in the area as a result of this. And a Soquel problem. It's a Soquel Drive at Porter. Apparently the traffic lights are not working there. So what's happening? Traffic being backed up. And you need to treat this intersection as a four-way stop. So be advised. Remember, treat that intersection as a four-way stop. Well, free at Office Depot this week, a 10-pack of Zebra No. 2 pencils by Office Depot.
Landlord-tenant, criminal defense, and family law. We cover it all. We talk about the legal questions that normal people have, as well as locally important legal topics. Have your legal questions ready to call in and ask me and my guests each week from 9 to 11 every Saturday morning on Ask a Lawyer. Sacramento's only progressive talk radio, 1240 AM, KSAC.
To change the world.
Yeah, to change the world so there's more understanding instead of killing everybody and assuming that, you know, everybody who has a different religion is somehow evil. We need more Ask a Muslim programs all over America. People can learn things and ask questions. And, Bassem, you wanted to send a special shout-out to our listeners at KRXA in Monterey because you know somebody down there. I do, too. You know somebody pretty special.
Bishop Richard Garcia. One of my heroes.
Shouting out to Bishop Garcia.
We miss you in Sacramento.
Yeah, we loved him in Sacramento. I bet you they love him down there,
they
too.
They do.
Maybe we could try to get him on maybe next week.
Next week, yeah.
We'll try to do that. Okay, so if you want to ask a Muslim, the phone number is 766-1240 here in Sacramento or toll-free from anywhere, 877-766-1240. 877-766-1240. Let's talk to Mo on line 3 in Sacramento. Hi, Mo. You're on Talk City.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi there.
I just had a comment, actually.
Okay.
I'm from Iran.
Yes.
And I was there during the revolution. And at least my experience was back then that, you know, the women and the veil, there was nothing voluntary about it.
Mm-hmm. And is that a cultural issue?
No, it's an Islamic thing. That when the Islamic government, the revolution won, their slogan was Yarusari, Yatusari, which basically means you either wear a scarf or we're going to hit you in the head. And I can tell you that my own mother, my sisters, my aunts, they were all rounded up. They were beaten up until they were forced to wear the scarf. So there was nothing voluntary about that.
Awesome.
As far as my experience was concerned.
Yeah, it's
wrong in this country.
Yeah, it's wrong to do that, but, you know, I mean, if you look at it, it's kind of payback. The religious folks looked at it as payback for what the Shah did. And of course, I'm not condoning this, but what the Shah did, where they wouldn't allow the women to cover their heads, and how brutal and oppressive he was. So you kind of see sometimes it's a reaction to extreme measures. And we see that today in the Muslim world. And that's why there are extremes, because the government's oppressive so much that they resort to extreme measures.
And that's, once again, an example of the political and the cultural vis-a-vis the religious, because you could be a Muslim any place and not have the headscarf and still be a Muslim, right?
Yeah. I mean, the religion says, you know, everyone should be men and women should dress modestly.
Modest,
yeah, should
right?
dress modestly. You know, but it's interesting. If you look at what's happening in the Muslim world today and the radicalization that's happening in the Muslim world, it's because of what the governments are doing. And unfortunately, in our government, it supports these regimes oppressing their own people. And then when these folks go in prison, some of these Al-Qaeda folks, if we study the history of some of these Al-Qaeda folks, they went into the prisons, they were tortured, they saw their friends get killed, then they got radicalized and went to another extreme.
Makes it worse.
And so it makes it worse. And unfortunately, we shouldn't be supporting regimes torturing folks over there. And they're creating these folks that are turning to Al-Qaeda because they lose hope. And that's why in this country, in America, we have hope here. We can vote. We feel we can make a change. But in that part of the world, many feel that they can make a change. And then some, a very small minority, resort to terrorism.
Now, I'm looking at this. This is interesting. This is a news story that broke today. I want to get your take on this. I did. Barack Obama gave an interview, said today that he would possibly send troops into Pakistan to hunt down terrorists and attempt to show strength with his when his chief rival has described his foreign policy skills as naive. He warned Obama, did he type, you know, he's having this thing with Hillary Clinton. She's saying he's naive. He's saying no. He's saying he warned Pakistani President General Pervez Musharraf that he must do more to shut down terrorist operations in his country and evict foreign fighters under an Obama presidency, or Pakistan will risk a U.S. troop invasion and losing hundreds of millions of dollars in U.S. military aid. Here's a direct quote from Barack Obama. Let me make this clear. There are terrorists holed up in those mountains who murdered 3,000 Americans, presumably talking about Osama bin Laden. They are plotting to strike again. It was a terrible mistake to fail to act when we had a chance to take out an Al-Qaeda leadership meeting in 2005. If we have actionable intelligence about high-value terrorist targets and President Musharraf won't act, we will. What's your take on that?
You know, Pakistan has supported us in the war on terror tremendously. Many of the main Al-Qaeda folks that were captured were actually captured by the Pakistani government, and Musharraf has taken so much heat for helping the West. And Pakistan is a sovereign nation. I don't see how we can go just and kill someone in their country. If Cuba, if Fidel Castro wants to kill some folks in Miami, how would we respond to that? Americans wouldn't want that. So I don't think we should go around to sovereign nations and trying to kill folks there. I mean, unless that Pakistan is not helping out whatsoever, and they are helping out in this case, and they've captured many Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, one of the 9/11 masterminds, was captured by the Pakistanis. Another 9/11 mastermind was captured by the Pakistanis. So to say that they're not helping us out, it's you know, sad, because they've taken a big hit, and we look at some of the extremists in Pakistan and how many people they're killing over there. The Pakistani government has their own problems to deal with, so we shouldn't make it worse for them. And unfortunately, some of the candidates today, I mean, I love Barack, but him and Hillary are trying to show who has the most muscle and who's going to outdo the Republicans. And so,
and this can't be necessarily good for the world. But what about his argument that there are terrorists holed up in the mountains? And he's saying it's basically Osama bin Laden. Is it your view that we ought to go after Osama bin Laden if we think he's responsible for 9/11?
I mean, if he's in Pakistan, the Pakistanis should go after him.
Yeah.
But the problem is, I mean, that area is in no one. The Pakistan military, it's very difficult for the Pakistan military to go to that area. It's very tribal. And when the government, every time they went in there, it was just another pretty much a small scale war with a tribal leader. So, and I don't know. I mean, it's very difficult. That part of the world has been unconquerable for ages. I mean, look what the British went to that part of the world between Afghanistan and Pakistan. Look what happened to them. So our troops can't go in there. We can't go deep inside the mountains. Pakistani military is having a difficult time there. So it's very difficult, and I'm not a security expert, especially on that part of the world.
And don't people live in sort of compounds, walled compounds, so it's very difficult as well? It's not like an easily flowing area.
Yeah,
it's mountainous.
And that's why we've killed so many civilians. I mean, you're looking at Afghanistan. Every week, NATO troops are killing, you know, entire families are being massacred in Afghanistan when they're going after the Taliban. So if they're going to go in there, they're going to kill a lot of civilians also. And so I think the Pakistani military is trying their best. Could they be trying a little more? Maybe. But they know their situation, and they also have a big opposition right now. And some folks feel that Pakistan is going against their democratic roots, and Musharraf is being a military dictator. And we're supporting him. So I don't know. It's a mess over there.
Well, you know, as usual, we talked a little earlier today. We're going to talk about jihad. We didn't even get really into that, and we don't have any time because we're pretty much out of time. But I want people to know, especially because we have this larger audience. I want to thank everybody for calling. We don't have enough time to take any more calls. You'll be back here next Wednesday. We'll try to get Bishop Garcia maybe to call in from Monterey because we'd love him up here too. And would you tell people what the CARE website is because they can get a free Quran and it might surprise them. It's lovely.
CAIR.com.
You mean www.CAIR.com?
That's
is it
correct.
That simple?
That simple.
Yeah, and start to learn something. You might like it. Thank you, Bassem. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Thank you, Christine.
Ask a Muslim. You are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM, Talk City, and all of Peter B. Collins' excellent network of stations in Oregon and the rest of California. I'll see you tomorrow again at 3 o'clock. Bye-bye. And when you're out there, without care, yeah, I was out
of touch. Hi, I'm J.R. Medina, owner of PG Liquors at 229 Grand Avenue in Pacific Grove. My family and I are proud to serve the finest selection of beer, wine, liquor, and non-alcoholic beverages in the Monterey area. Our store is evolving beyond adult and soft drinks. We serve freshly brewed Acme coffee, the finest breakfast burritos, and now Nathan's hot dogs. We're open daily. Come by and check out the big, big selection and low, low prices at PG Liquors. That's PG Liquors at 229 Grand in Pacific Grove.
Concerned about the steady increase in home mortgage interest rates? Don't panic or overreact. Now is the time to analyze the many available options and to choose the best possible course. Leverage the equity in your home to reduce or eliminate high interest and non-deductible debt. Victor Munoz, president of Creative Mortgage, invites you for a free consultation in his Salinas offices at 201 John Street. To schedule your free Creative Mortgage consultation, call Victor at 757-0436 right now. That's 757-0436.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. In Minneapolis this evening, a highway bridge over the Mississippi River suddenly collapsed.
It was just unbelievable. All of a sudden, it was gone.
As sections of the eight-lane roadway fell, vehicles plunged into the water.
They were on top of each other. Yeah, and there's quite a few deceased also. Yes, I know so. It was not pretty.
That's a woman who lives nearby. More from Adam Carter of CBS radio station WCCO.
At least one fatality. At least some people who were able to walk from this scene, from this rubble. Many more who were taken out on stretcher with many cuts. But I just can't imagine with the complete devastation here, the level of this bridge collapse completely gone over the river, and the number of vehicles that had to be on that bridge, both ways of traffic, that we won't have more, unfortunately, probably many more fatalities and injuries as a result of this.
Some vehicles burst into flame. People are stranded on sections of pavement that didn't go all the way into the water. There was a train traveling under the bridge on one side of the river. Several rail cars were crushed. The Department of Homeland Security says there is no reason to believe the bridge collapse was a result of terrorism, but the cause has not been determined. As rescue workers struggle to find survivors before sunset, there is the threat that a thunderstorm moving into the area will complicate their efforts. That Interstate 35 bridge was built in 1967. Recently, crews have been working on surface repairs.
This could become the signature public health bill this Congress considers.
Matt Myers of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids is among those applauding today's vote by the Senate Health Committee. It approved a bill to have the Food and Drug Administration regulate tobacco. And there's a curious twist to this story, as CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes reports.
It sounds like the type of legislation cigarette makers would do anything in their power to prevent. But one tobacco company, the nation's largest, has broken from the pack. Philip Morris, which argues the bill would bring predictability and clear standards to the tobacco industry, an industry that over the past decade has been besieged by lawsuits and public resentment.
For the first time since he stepped down as Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld was back on Capitol Hill today. He denied being involved in any cover-up of the circumstances of Pat Tillman's death in Afghanistan. It was initially reported as a friendly fire accident, but later changed to report falsely that he'd been killed by enemy fire.
It happened in the field that somebody took somebody else's words and altered them. I have no idea who did it.